It is 22 degrees outside in the Motor City tonight. It is very comfortable inside, and this place is packed. There is not an empty seat to be seen. There are some more Vikings fans here than normal. You may have heard the story that the Vikings organization went and purchased a bunch of tickets right behind their bench. They sold those to some of their season ticket holders, so there is some purple in the stands, but I can tell you it is still extremely loud in this building tonight in support of the Lions. The Vikings won the toss. They have deferred their option to the second half. So we're going to see Jared Goff and the Lions offense on the field first. Lions will take the field in their black jerseys tonight with the blue numbers. They have blue helmets with the Lions logo in black on either side. The Vikings, meanwhile, will go all whites. White jerseys, white pants, purple numbers on the jerseys. They have the purple helmets with the Vikings logo in white on either side. Time for the opening kickoff. Khalif Raymond and Craig Reynolds are back deep to return. Will Reichert is going to kick it away from our left to our right. Great to have you along here for Sunday Night Football. Tom Petty once said the waiting is the hardest part. The waiting is almost done. This game has been talked about all week long, and for the fan bases of these two teams, it probably feels like it's been weeks since they were last on the field. Reichert is on the approach. He kicks it away, and we are underway in the regular season finale. Reynolds will take the kickoff 7 yards deep in the end zone, drop to his left knee, and the Lions will start first and 10 at their own 30. Now, Jared Goff has had a tremendous year, second in the league in passing yards, fourth in touchdown passes, second in passer rating, third in completion percentage. Jahmyr Gibbs has taken over with David Montgomery out. He's kind of a one-man show at running back right now. Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jameson Williams, Tim Patrick, the wide receivers. Sam Laporta is the tight end. Lions first and 10 from their own 30 with the ball on the near side left hash. Goff will open under center. Two receivers left, one right. Gibbs is the back. Goff takes the snap. Handoff Gibbs right up the middle. And Jahmyr Gibbs pushes his way forward for a couple of yards out to about the 32-yard line. A host of white jerseys there to meet him as he crossed the line of scrimmage. That'll bring up second and 8. Jonathan Bullard was the first man there.
So, again, obviously he has split time with David Montgomery this year. Montgomery was hurt in Week 15, lost to Buffalo. Gibbs has not missed a beat in all of a sudden having shouldering the full load of the running back position.
Second down, 8. 4 receivers go to the right, single man left. Goff back in the shotgun, left foot in front of right. Leans forward, takes the snap, quick toss right side, caught by St. Brown, runs outside the numbers up to about the 34-yard line, maybe the 35, and then he is stacked up and taken down right there. Well done by the Lions. It was actually Jameson Williams that made that catch. It's a gain of 3. It'll bring up 3rd down and 5. Well, the Lions love those screens, and that was a great job by the Vikings giving Williams no room to run.
And the Vikings love 3rd and long because Brian Flores is going to bring the house. They are the top blitzing team in the NFL. But Jared Goff has picked apart their blitzing the last few times they have played. So it'd be interesting if Brian Flores stays with the same thing or goes a little more conservative.
3rd down and 5. Lions 4th best in the league on 3rd down this year. Vikings 4th best 3rd down defense. Shotgun snap. Goff back to pass. Off his back foot. Throws over the middle. That's caught. Gibbs shakes a defender. Heads out to the sideline. Crosses the 40 and picks up the 1st down. Oh, Jahmyr Gibbs showing off the moves, made that catch, was able to shake Blake Cashman, and gets across the line to gain a gain of 6 and a 1st down for Detroit.
So that's exactly what Goff was looking for. Gibbs out at a wide receiver, and a linebacker goes on him. Goff knows that's man-to-man coverage. He knows he has that matchup advantage, and Cashman was right there to make the tackle, but Gibbs just too much shake and gets the 1st down.
1st down and 10 Lions from their own 41, opening drive of the game. They'll bunch a couple of receivers to the right, single man left. Goff under center, takes the snap, back, hands it off Gibbs, angling out to the right hash, trying to bounce outside, stiff arms one man, stutter step move, just trying to get back to the line of scrimmage, and he can't do it. He's run out of bounds on the far sideline. They're going to mark him out of bounds back at the 38-yard line. That's going to be a loss of 3. Cam Bynum forced him out of bounds. It'll bring up 2nd down and 13.
Well, they had 6 offensive linemen in the game. Dan Skipper was playing kind of right tight end, and it was Andrew Van Ginkle that really kept the outside going and made Gibbs have to really break it east and west.
Lions will go trips left. Goff lines up in the shotgun. He's got Gibbs to his right. 2nd down 13 from their own 38. Goff gets the snap, fakes the handoff. Nope, he did give it to Gibbs. Up the middle, he crosses the 40-yard line, and he's down to about the 43 before Harrison Phillips can make the tackle. It'll be a gain of 5. It'll set up 3rd and long for Detroit.
So again, 3rd and long here for Detroit. And the first time we saw the last third down, we saw basically Minnesota play a conventional man defense, no blitz. Let's see, they love putting 6-7 guys at the line, but they're not. Now a couple are walking up.
They need to get to the Vikings 49 for a first down. Twin receivers left and right. Goff is in the shotgun with Gibbs to his right. Here's the snap. Goff hands it off. A sweep to the left, and Gibbs is going nowhere. Grabbed and brought down back around the 37-yard line. Jonathan Grenard made the tackle on third and long. The Lions hand off. It's a loss of 7, and they'll punt it away.
So two times Gibbs has tried to break it to the outside, and both times Minnesota did a great job holding the edge. Excellent job making the tackle behind the line. Gibbs loves to be able to use his speed to get to the outside. Grenard said, not yet.
Brandon Powell back to return the punt from Jack Fox, who has had a great year. He's headed to the Pro Bowl. Second of the year, second in the league in gross average, number one in net average. It's a high spiraling punt. Powell back inside the 15, backpedaling to the 10. He's got it, heads to his left, and he slips and falls. The turf monster got him around the 14-yard line. Powell trying to make a little stutter step move, and he goes down on his own. The Vikings will start at the 14 when we return with 11 minutes to go in the opening quarter. It's the Lions nothing, the Vikings offense coming up. This is Westwood One's coverage of the National Football League. Vikings will start at the 14, first and 10. Sam Darnold has career highs across the board. Fourth in the league in passing yards, fifth in touchdown passes. Aaron Jones, another 1,000-yard season as the running back. Justin Jefferson going to the Pro Bowl for the fourth time in 5 years, joined by Jordan Addison and Jalen Naylor at wide receiver. T.J. Hockenson, the former Lion, is the tight end. First down and 10, Darnold under center, takes the snap, handoff, Aaron Jones up the middle, big hole, he's across the 20, and Jones is out to the 22-yard line, so a great start for the Vikings, a run of 8, it'll bring up second down and 2.
Boy, again, with that help, and they're going hurry up, with that help to get a running game going with the play action.
Darnold lines up in the shotgun, receivers left and right, Jones to his right side. Second down, 2 yards to go. Darnold has the snap, back to pass, double clutches, throws over the middle. Sliding catch made by Hockenson up at the 30-yard line. That's a gain of 8, and that's a first down. Kirby Joseph was in coverage. The throw from Darnold was not on track, but Hockenson able to haul it in.
And again, Hockenson was still out from last year's knee injury in week 7 where these two teams played. And he is a hell of a tight end, and playing the middle of the field is where Detroit has struggled. So that's, as I said, one of the keys of the game. You've got to cover TJ.
Hockenson, first-round pick by the Lions back in 2019. Darnold under center with an offset eye behind him. Two receivers to the right. First and 10 from the 30. Here's the snap. Darnold back in the play fake. Looks right. Double clutches. Throws. Caught by Jefferson along the right hash. Jefferson leans across the 35. He's out to the 36. So it's a 6-yard pickup. Jack Campbell, the leading tackler for the Lions, made the stop. And now second down and 4 coming up. First catch of the game for Justin Jefferson.
Early on, keeping Detroit on its heels, a run up the gut, a pass over the middle, and a pass to the outside. Good mixing up by Kevin O'Connell, the play caller.
Two passes by Darnold. He said double clutch both, but both had worked out. Second down and 4, two receivers stacked left, Jefferson single man right. Darnold under center, Jones is the back. Here's the snap, Darnold handoff, Jones off the right side, gets outside the numbers, and not a whole lot there. Jones able to get out to about the 38-yard line, gain of 2. Za'Darius Smith made the tackle, and now a third and short coming up for Minnesota.
Yeah, difference here is Detroit had a couple of third and longs. Minnesota has a third and short, so the playbook is completely open for you.
Vikings 11th in the league, converting third downs, just over 41%. The Lions are the best third down defense in the league. Their opponents have been able to convert just 33%. This is third down and 2. Two receivers left and right. Darnold takes the shotgun snap. Back to throw. Fires right. Got Jones out of the backfield. Makes the catch, and he's out of bounds on the near sideline with the first down. So Sam Darnold, an easy pitch and catch to Aaron Jones out to the 42. It's a gain of 4 and a Vikings first down. A reminder, you can watch NFL Network and Westwood One announcers Rich Eisen and Kurt Warner Sundays at 9 a.m. Eastern on NFL Game Day Morning, only on NFL Network.
Again, a matchup they wanted. Jack Campbell, the big linebacker, 245 pounds, great against the run, not so much against the pass. That's a matchup Minnesota will look for.
First and 10 Vikings from their own 42. Ball is on the near side right hash. Receivers left and right. Tight end Munt goes in motion from left to right. Darnold under center, takes the snap, toss play, Jones starts to his right, cuts back left, breaks the tackle, runs between the hash marks across the 45-yard line, and he's out to the 48. So another good gain there for Aaron Jones. Alex Anzalone made the tackle. It's a gain of 6. That'll bring up second down and 4.
That was a play that was supposed to go left. Start right and both supposed to go left. Johnny Munt, the tight end, pulled to the left side and led the way.
Receivers left and right, two tight ends right. Darnold under center on second down and four. Looks over the Lions defense. Now stands up, walks to his right, yells out to his line on that side. Now yells out to Justin Jefferson on the left. Crowd making more noise. Play clock shows eight. Darnold back under center, takes the snap, and this play is going to get blown dead. There was movement by the Vikings on the right side of that line. Brad Rogers is our referee tonight.
False start. Everyone but the center. 5-yard penalty, second down.
The old everyone but the center. Garrett Bradbury was fine. The rest of you people all screwed up.
Garrett Bradbury gets a check for that. Everybody else gets a minus on that. Let's see. This is the first time that Minnesota, and I know it's just the first drive, but has been out of their rhythm.
Move it back to the 43-yard line. It'll make it second down and nine. 7 minutes, 30 seconds to go. First quarter. There is no score. Darnold lines up in the shotgun. He's got Cam Akers now to his right. Two receivers stacked left. Jefferson single man right. Darnold waits on the shotgun snap. He's got it. He's back to throw. Darnold looking to his left. Has time. Now a late blitz comes. He throws over the middle, but it's incomplete. Darnold got leveled as he threw that ball over the middle. Jack Campbell is the man that applied the heat. And now a third and nine ahead for the Vikings.
Yeah, Jack Campbell, again, is a large linebacker, is more of a downhill guy and a blitzer. And he came and put the smackdown on Darnold that really affected that throw. It was a late blitz.
Eighth play of this drive coming up for Minnesota, facing a third down and nine. Ball in between the hash marks at their own 43-yard line. Vikings break the huddle, come to the line of scrimmage with nine on the play clock. They've got two receivers to the left. They've got three out to the right. Jones had been wide to the right, comes in short motion. Play clock down to two. Darnold back in the shotgun, gets the snap. He's back to pass. Darnold looking, throws right sideline, incomplete through the hands of Hockenson. He was open, would have had a first down, but that throw maybe a little too far out in front. Hockenson couldn't pull it in, and the Vikings will punt it away.
Yeah, Anzalone was in coverage. Again, they're glad to have him back to be in coverage, but he actually slipped. Hockenson had some space there, but the throw was a little bit wide. So, again, the one penalty threw Minnesota off the schedule.
Ryan Wright comes on to punt. Khalif Raymond, just back off IR, is back deep to return, standing inside the 10-yard line. Wright waits on the snap, hoping to pin the Lions back deep. Takes the snap, under no pressure, gets away a spiraling kick. Raymond takes a look, he's waiting for it, he's got it just inside the 10-yard line, makes a move, cuts across the 15, out of the 20-yard line, and he spins out to about the 22, so a nice return there for Khalif Raymond, and the Lions will have it at their 22-yard line when we come back, a 48-yard punt and a 14-yard return. 7:01 to go in the opening quarter, there is no score. You're listening to Sunday Night Football on Westwood One. Well, now the Lions, after a pretty nice punt return from Khalif Raymond, stay out of the shadow of their own goal line. They'll start their second drive at their own 22. First down and 10. These two teams met back in week 7. Vikings jumped out to a 10-0 lead in that game. Lions had a 28-7 run. They were up 28-17 in the third quarter. Vikings came back, took the lead, and Ivan Pace fumble return for touchdown with just under 6 minutes to go. They had the lead, but the Lions end up getting a Jake Bates field goal to win it. With 15 seconds left. And now both these teams sit at 14-2. Winner is the number one seed. Gets home field advantage throughout. Loser is going on the road. They'll be in L.A. to take on the Rams next week. First and 10 Lions from their own 22. Goff will line up under center. Receivers left and right. Tight ends on either end of the line. Gibbs is the single back. Goff takes the snap. Toss play. Gibbs running along the left hash. Finds a crease out to the 25. Takes a shot. Hangs on to the football and is spun down after a gain of about 4, maybe 5. Josh Metellus came up and just laid the smackdown on Jahmyr Gibbs. It'll be second down and 6.
Thought that play was going to get a little more. Graham Glasgow did a great job in opening up that hole for him. Thought it was going to get more, but yeah, the door was slammed shut.
The Lions, a terrific rushing team this year. They average over 144 yards per game on the ground. They've run for 100 or more yards in 15 of their 16 games. First down and 10, two receivers right, single man left. Make it second down and 6. Goff back in the shotgun. He's got Gibbs off to his left. Goff gets the snap, back to throw, looking left, looking right, has time, now throws over the middle. That's caught, and that is going to be a first down. That one was hauled in by the tight end Sam Laporta as he takes it across the 30 to about the 33. Andrew Van Ginkle with the tackle. It's a gain of 7, and now the Lions are going to go up tempo. Awful lineup in the shotgun with Gibbs to his left. Two receivers left, one to the right. Goff leans toward the line of scrimmage, goes to a hard count. Vikings don't jump. Now Goff will walk toward the line of scrimmage. He's going to change the formation here. Play clock is at 17. Crowd goes nice and quiet so Goff can communicate here. Lions now have two receivers to the left, one right. Gibbs remains the single back. Goff takes the snap. Handoff Gibbs running left, spins away from a defender, and then gets wrapped up and dropped immediately. Basically got back to the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play. It'll bring up second down and 10. And right now, Minnesota is doing a really good job against that Detroit run game, Mike.
Well, they really are. I mean, listen, Gibbs wants to go north and south, but Jonathan Bullard was standing right in his way and made Gibbs spin basically a yard deep. And then all Bullard's friends came to help.
Second down, 10. Receivers left and right. Laporta will go in motion from right to left. Goff points right, now left. Brings a receiver in motion from the right. Takes the snap. He's back. Fakes the handoff to Gibbs. Plants his feet. He's looking. Throws down the middle. St. Brown wide open. Makes the catch across the 50. And inside the 45-yard line before he is spilled. They'll mark him down at the 44. Byron Murphy made the tackle. Gain of 23 in a Lions first down.
Excellent route to the middle of the field. What certainly helped is he had time. Jameson Williams ran straight through the two safeties in the middle of the field to keep them back. And St. Brown just cut underneath him.
Shotgun snap. Goff back to throw. Pumps to his right. Looking. Backpedaling. Steps up in the pocket. Still looking. Throws left and it's incomplete. Couldn't find anybody open. Sailed that one wide of Craig Reynolds. And that'll bring up second down and 10. You referenced Jared Goff and the success he has had against Minnesota. The last 2 years, Goff is 3-0 against the Vikings. He's thrown for 875 yards in those games, 5 touchdowns, no picks. So for whatever reason, this Brian Flores defense has not bothered him.
They have either picked up some tell signs on the blitzing from Minnesota because he has been money against the blitz. And Minnesota really hasn't shown the 6 or 7 man lines.
Two receivers left, one right. Second down and 10 from the Vikings 44. Goff in the shotgun gets the snap. He's back to pass. Goff looking, throws short over the middle. That's caught. The tight end Laporta. And he's up in it inside the 40 down at about the 37-yard line. Cameron Bynum makes the tackle. Gain of 7 will lead the Lions with a third down and 3.
So again, third down, this is where Minnesota will go like that 6 or 7 man line. Doesn't mean that many are coming. Sometimes 5 will come. Sometimes 4 will come, and they'll drop out 2 or 3, and they try and confuse the O-line. Well, they have not had success in the past in confusing this Detroit offensive line. And really, Brian Flores hasn't really used it. It's still early in the game, but hasn't used it much tonight.
Officially call it a gain of 8, so it's 3rd and 2. They need to get to the 34 for a first down. Receivers left and right, tight ends on either end of the line. St. Brown is out to the right, Williams to the left. Play clock is running down. Dan Campbell screaming for a timeout. I think he got it. There is a flag, but I think they're going to give Campbell the timeout.
Before the delay of game, timeout, Detroit. It's a 30-second timeout.
You can stream the NFL playoffs on Westwood One for free, sponsored by Pfizer. Hey, football fans, ready for RSV season? Check eligibility and schedule an RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com. Well, it's a good thing this place went quiet because Dan Campbell was screaming timeout. The referee, they were able to hear him and gave him the timeout.
Yeah, we heard him up here.
It's 3rd down and 2. Goff will line up under center. Laporta in motion from right to left. Here's the snap. Handoff running out to the left side. Trying to turn the corner as Reynolds. He does. He's out of bounds with a first down, but a penalty flag was thrown behind the play. Right now it's a gain of 3, but this is coming back.
Yeah,
it's going to be a hold.
It's going to be holding Zeitler.
Offense, number 71. 10-yard penalty. Still 3rd down.
Zeitler, the right guard, takes him from a 3rd and short to a 3rd and long.
And Zeitler missed the first meeting in week 7, so he is back for this one. But, yeah, he just got a hold. As Jameer bounced it outside, Zeitler had his left arm on the outside shoulder pad of Metellus and just hung on. And once your arm stretches out, it's right in front of the referee. He's going to throw it every time.
So they'll take it back to the 46-yard line. It'll be 3rd down and 12. Clock moving, 3:27 to go in the first quarter, no score. Jameer Gibbs is back on the field. He's to the right of Goff, who's in the shotgun. Three receivers out to the right side, single man left. Now Gibbs goes out to the right, 4 receivers to that side. Now he hops back into the backfield. Play clock is running down. Goff waits, gets the snap. Back to pass. Goff sliding to his left. Looking, flips his hips, throws. That's caught near sideline by Patrick. He's taken down inside the 40-yard line at about the 38. That's going to make it fourth and four, and let's see what Dan Campbell wants to do.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt of what Dan Campbell's going to do. Again, Minnesota brought the blitz that time. That was the first time they lined up more than the four at the defensive line spot and actually brought a blitz. And Goff had a completion, though it is fourth and five.
Shaq Griffin made the tackle. They did mark it at the 39, so it is fourth down and five. Lions, of course, go for it a lot on fourth down. This is going to be their 30th attempt of the year. They're 20 for 29 on the season. Three receivers to the right, single man left. Goff back in the shotgun. Play clock down to one. Here's the snap. Blitz coming. Goff throws. That's caught by Jamison Williams. First down, running far side across the 30. Banged out of bounds at the 25. Stephon Gilmore made the tackle. The Vikings had a free rusher. Goff got rid of it just before he got hit. And Williams does the rest, running for a gain of 14 and a first down.
Boy, Byron Murphy came up to make the play, but Williams' speed just took over, and Murphy lost any kind of angle he had. Came flying up and was just no match for the speed of Jamison Williams.
So make it 21-30 on fourth down this year for the Vikings, or for the Lions rather. First and 10 now from the Vikings 25. Goff under center, gets the snap. Here's a handoff up the middle, big hole, cutting left across the 20. 15 to the 10, to the 5, into the end zone. Touchdown, Jahmyr Gibbs. Touchdown, Detroit. A 25-yard touchdown run for Gibbs, and the Lions are on the board first. 1:43 to go in the first quarter. It's Detroit 6, Minnesota nothing. The extra point try coming up. And for Jahmyr Gibbs, his 17th total touchdown of the season, it ties a Lions single season record.
Well, this one started to go right. He broke back left, and Brock Wright was in like a fullback, came and sealed the linebacker, and that just opened it all up for Gibbs.
Jake Bates is on for the extra point. Here's the snap, spot, kick is on the way, and it is good. So the hometown Detroit Lions find the end zone first. 1:43 to go, first quarter, Lions 7, Vikings nothing. You're listening to Sunday Night Football on Westwood One. Jake Bates will kick it off. Ty Chandler is back deep for Minnesota. Chandler standing in between the hash marks with his toes on the goal line. Bates on the approach, drives a low spinning kickoff. It's going to bounce inside the five, takes a hop deep into the end zone. Chandler will drop to a knee, and the Vikings will start at the 30-yard line. All right, here we go. Second go at it for the Vikings offense. And it is first and 10 at the 20. I said the 30. That ball bounced inside the 5. So right. When it bounces in the landing zone and goes into the end zone, it's the old traditional touchback at the 20-yard line. That's where the Vikings will start, first down and 10. Sam Darnold, 3 of 5, 18 yards. Aaron Jones, 3 carries, 16 yards. The first time the Vikings had it. Two receivers stacked left, single man right. Darnold under center, takes the snap. He's back on a play fake, sets his feet. Rush coming. Darnold moving right. In trouble, wrapped up and sacked. They've got him back inside the 5-yard line. Za'Darius Smith gets home. It's his ninth sack of the year. It's a loss of 17.
Boy, what a trade they made for him from Cleveland after losing Aiden Hutchinson. Smith started out on the outside, and it was a stunt. It was a TE. The tackle ended up outside. Za'Darius Smith came inside, broke back outside, and was able to catch Darnold.
Vikings fans aren't going to like this. They missed a face mask on that play. The initial rush up the middle, it looked like Darnold got his face mask grabbed. All the way back at the 3-yard line, second down at 27. Darnold in the shotgun with the play clock running down, gets the snap, back to pass, swings it out left side, caught by Jones, picks up a block, he crosses the 5, he's out to the 10, and he steps out of bounds on the far sideline. They're going to mark him out at the 12-yard line, so that'll go as a gain of 9, and a third and long coming up for Minnesota. Of course, Vikings fans are still smarting from one of their two losses this year in L.A., when Sam Darnold got grabbed by the face mask late. It was missed. It went as a Lions safety, basically sealed that game.
And this was a nice game. Again, it's third and long, but they have a little bit of room to play with to either get a first down or get some more room to get to the area to punt.
Third down, 18. Trips right, single man left. Hawkinson on the left end of the line. Now Aaron Jones motions into the backfield. Play clock down to one. Darnold gets the snap. Back to pass. Blitz coming. Darnold looks, goes deep down the middle. Incomplete. Hawkinson was open, but that ball sailed past him, and the Vikings will have to punt. Second time that Hawkinson has been open on a third down. He and Darnold have been unable to connect.
And that play got revved up there. You saw Sam Darnold was clapping his hands quickly to try and get the ball. It seemed that that was off, and then he was a little too jacked up and overthrew again, as you said, Hawkinson twice.
So Khalif Raymond back to return the punt of Ryan Wright, who stands a couple of yards deep in the end zone. Wright gets the snap. Here comes the kick. High spiraling kick. Raymond moving to his left. Backpedals a couple of steps. He's got it to his own 31-yard line. Raymond running to his right, trying to get outside. Can't do it. Brought down back around the 30-yard line. Excellent job by the Minnesota special teams to get down there. Would not let him turn the corner. Theo Jackson made the tackle. A 58-yard punt. Minus one on the return. And that is the end of the first quarter. With the score, the Lions 7 and the Vikings nothing. This is Westwood One's coverage of the National Football League. Lions up 7-0. They'll start this drive at their own 31-yard line, first down and 10. Jared Goff, 7 of 8, 68 yards. Jahmyr Gibbs, a touchdown run from 25 yards out to give the Lions the lead. Slot left, single man right, Goff back in the shotgun. Gibbs to his right side, and Goff wanted the snap, and it didn't come. Everybody moved. This may be another everyone but the center from Brad Rogers.
Yep. False start. Number 58, 5-yard penalty. First down.
Penei Sewell's like, really? Me?
Yeah, seriously, they called the whole Minnesota offensive line except for the center, and they picked on Penei Sewell.
Sewell's like, I was one of nine guys that moved. So, move it back to the 26. It'll be first and 15. Slot left, single man right for Goff. Leans toward the line of scrimmage, gets the snap, holds it out for Gibbs, gives it to him. Jumps out to his left and makes his way to about the 29-yard line before Ivan Pace can make the tackle. Gain of about 3.5, maybe 4 yards. Second down coming up. Call it second down and 11 for Detroit.
So, again, it's the same play they're going to run on first and 10, but the difference is it's second and 11 as opposed to second and 6, which certainly now changes the play call for Ben Johnson.
Lions are going to go with a pistol formation here. Gibbs is the running back. Two receivers right, one left. Steve Brown lines up in the backfield, now motions out to the right. Goff gets the snap, swings right side, and that play is blown up. Gibbs made the catch, and Van Ginkle absolutely leveled him back at the 21-yard line. Gibbs is slow to get up, and I have no idea how he hung on to that football.
I can't believe he hung on to that football. It would have been better off if he dropped the football. I mean, Van Ginkle just timed that perfectly. Penei Sewell, I mean, that was a tough block for Penei Sewell to try and get out there. He just couldn't.
So it's a loss of 8 on the play. It's 3rd and 20. Goff in the shotgun. Twin receivers left and right. Here's the snap. Goff back to pass. Looking under pressure. Goff is wrapped up and sacked. Back around the 10-yard line. Jonathan Grenard got there for his 12th sack of the year. That's a loss of 11, and the Lions will punt it away.
Ryan, that was on a 3-man rush. Forget the 5 and 6 and 7 man lines. That was a 3-man rush, pure backing off on zone, knowing they had a long way to go. A 3-man rush, and Bernard gets that.
Brandon Powell back deep to return the Jack Fox punt. Fox gets away, a spiraling kick. Powell moving to his left, now scoots up a couple of steps. He's got it in his own 44, runs ahead to the 50, and he is spilled right there. So the Vikings, after back-to-back outstanding defensive plays, will start this drive at midfield. First down and 10, a 46-yard punt, a 6-yard return. Lions 7, Vikings nothing with 13:10 to go in the first half. This is Westwood One's coverage of the National Football League. 13:10 to go first half. Lions 7, Vikings nothing. But the Vikings will start this drive at midfield. First down and 10. Cam Akers is the running back. Receivers left and right. Darnold goes under center. Darnold gets the snap. He'll hand it off. This is Akers running left. Nothing there. He runs into a wall of black jerseys. Maybe got about a yard. We'll see where they spot it. Alex Andalone led the charge. Second and long now for Minnesota.
Best field position Minnesota had, and now they're going to go up tempo again. It's the way they started the game and got in a groove before the penalty.
Call it a gain of 1, second down 9. Darnold in the shotgun, receivers left and right. Tight ends on either end of the line. Here's the snap. Darnold back, looking to his left, looking middle. Has time to scan the field. Throws over the middle. That's caught inside the 40. Angling left down to the 35 is Josh Oliver, the big tight end. Looks like there's a penalty flag down as well. They've marked him down at the 36. It's a gain of 13 and a first down. Let's see about the marker that was thrown in the defensive secondary.
Illegal contact. Defense number 21. That penalty has declined. Result of the play is a first down.
So wipe away the illegal contact against Amik Robertson. But Sam Darnold, given time to scan the field, finds Josh Oliver for his 21st catch of the year.
So yeah, Oliver did an out and in route. And in the first drive, Hockenson did the same route when they had a linebacker and man coverage on him. They'll look for that more.
Vikings from their own 36, from the Lions 36 rather. First down and 10. Two receivers right, one left. Darnold back in the shotgun. Gets the snap, fakes the handoff, quick throw, right side. That's caught, and upended immediately is Jordan Addison. Right at the line of scrimmage. Lions did a great job on that play. Robertson, who just got called for the penalty, came up and made the tackle on Addison for no gain. It'll be second down and 10.
Well, he beat Justin Jefferson, who had to make that initial block, and he didn't. Great job by Robertson.
Slot left, single man right, second down 10 from the Lions 36. Shotgun snap to Darnold, back to pass. Blitz coming. Darnold looks, taking a shot deep down the middle of the field for Addison. It's incomplete. He overthrew him. Coverage by Terrion Arnold, the rookie out of Alabama. And that'll bring up third down and long for Minnesota.
That'll be interesting, the back and forth here. Detroit blitzes the fourth most in the league, but Sam leads the NFL in blitz completion percentage. So you pick your poison. Do you change what you've done? I'm very interested in how the rest of this game goes scheme-wise with both these defenses. Do they do what got them here, even though the opposing quarterback has had success?
Vikings now with a third down and 10. Trips left, play clock down to 2. Hockenson in motion. Darnold clapping his hands. Wants the snap. He's got it. They'll let the play go. Darnold looks. He throws down the field for Jefferson. Makes the catch at the 15. Inside the 10. And finally forced out of bounds on the far sideline at the 5. Robertson was in coverage. Jefferson going high. Snared that one on his fingertips. Takes it all the way down to the 5 for a gain of 31. It'll be first and goal for Minnesota.
Detroit lined up with that double A-gap blitz. They both came and then they brought a safety as a free rusher. Sam knew he was going to get hit and stood in there and delivered one right on the money to Jefferson.
First down and goal from the 5-yard line. Akers remains the running back. Jefferson splits wide to the right. Single man to that side. Addison to the left. Darnold under center. Looks right, looks left, takes the snap. Here's a handoff. Akers bouncing out to the left hash, ducks his shoulder, powers his way down to about the 4-yard line before he is stacked up and driven backwards. Gain of a couple. Brian Branch led the charge for Detroit along with Arnold. It'll be second down and goal.
This is definitely a battle here. I mean, it was a 31-29 game last time. These were both high-scoring offenses where you don't think field goals are going to do you much if they get in that situation of a fourth down inside the 5.
Second down and goal from the 3. 3 tight ends in the game for the Vikings. Ball is on the near side left hash. Darnold will line up in the shotgun. They're going to put Jefferson in the backfield to his left. Well, now the officials came running in. I guess they wanted the ball respotted. It looks like they put it back down in basically the same spot.
They did. It looked like they were going to back it up a yard, but then they put it in the exact same spot. You're exactly right.
Please reset the game clock to 10:25. 10:25, put the play clock at the 25 mark, and it started on my ready.
So they're going to add time back to the clock here. Darnold's going to line up in the shotgun. Jefferson to his left. Here's the snap. Darnold back to pass, looking, moving to his left, under pressure, and he's going to throw this one away, incomplete. Trying to get that one to Jefferson coming out of the backfield. It'll set up a third down and goal. DJ Reader applied the pressure on Sam Darnold.
Sam Darnold's been knocked down a few times tonight. Again, Minnesota has given up 47 sacks. And when you give up 47 sacks, you usually multiply that, time that by between 2 and 3 times for the amount of pressures that you've gotten.
Third down and goal from the 3. Vikings out of the huddle. Darnold will line up in the shotgun with Jones to his right. Two receivers right, single man left. Hockenson in motion from right to left. Darnold hands in front of his chest. Waits, gets the shotgun snap. Back to pass. Looking left. Throws left. Incomplete. Way over the head of Hockenson. And now on fourth down, we'll see what Kevin O'Connell wants to do. Is he going to leave the offense on the field? He is. He's going to go for it on fourth and goal from the three.
Yeah, this is not going to be a game. Again, the high-scoring offense is that's going to be decided by a field goal, even though the last game was decided by a field goal.
That's the third time Darnold has targeted Hockenson on third down, and they have been unable to connect. So now fourth down and goal from the three. Darnold in the shotgun, Jones to his left. Two receivers right, Jefferson out to the left side along with Hockenson. Darnold gets the snap, back to pass, looking right, looking middle, backpedaling, throws for the end zone, incomplete, over the head of Jefferson, and the Vikings turn it over on downs. Darnold had time to survey the field, tried to find Jefferson late, the ball went over his head, and the Lions will take over at their own 3-yard line when we return. 10 minutes, 10 seconds to go in the first half. Lions 7, Vikings nothing. You're listening to Sunday Night Football on Westwood 1. So now the Lions take over at their own 3, first down and 10. Offset eye behind Goff, who's under center. Receivers left and right. Here's the snap. Handoff, Jahmyr Gibbs running outside the left hash, bouncing outside the numbers, out to the sideline. And Gibbs has finally run out of bounds, up at about the 8-yard line. Very patient run by Gibbs, who just kept waiting and bouncing and finally found some space. Got it down to around the 8 for a gain of 5. It'll be second down and 5.
Well, the O-line does a nice job of just staying on their blocks. It's incumbent on the defensive line and out to, and backers to get off their blocks. As a defender, you're always taught you can't trade one for one. You have to get off your block. So kudos to the O-line staying on their blocks.
Second down 5 from the 8. Ball is on the far side, left hash. Receivers left and right. Goff under center, takes the snap, he's back, play action fake. Goff in the end zone, under pressure, throws, and that one is rolling around in the end zone. They're going to say it's an incomplete pass. Will it be grounding? Was there a receiver in the area?
Well, Brock Wright was in the area. It's a matter if he was in for blocking or if he was eligible receiver. I believe he was eligible receiver. He was in the area.
Ivan Pace and Andrew Van Ginkle were applying the heat. Let's see what Brad Rogers has to say about this.
There is no foul for an intentional grounding. Number 89 was in the area of the pass. It's an incomplete pass. Please reset the game clock to 9 minutes and 31 seconds, please. 9:31. Thank you.
Well, Jared Goff just barely got rid of that ball as he was going down to the ground.
Yeah, Brock Wright was staying in the block, but he's an eligible receiver, so Goff saw that and threw it. I mean, it almost went straight down, but luckily Wright was in the backfield.
The Lions got a little bit of a break. Goff back to throw, fires left side, that's caught, that's going to be a first down. Catch made by Sam Laporta outside left, and he takes it up to the 14-yard line. It's a gain of 6, it'll be a first down, so the Lions get a break, and they capitalize.
Boy, what a great route, great throw to the outside. Joshua Metellus was in coverage there, but he had no chance to get that ball. It was thrown too well.
First down and 10 from the 14. Lions will sack two receivers to the right, single man left. Goff under center with Gibbs the single back. Goff brings the port in motion from the left, takes the snap. He'll hand off Gibbs, driving along the right hash for not much, about a yard to the 15-yard line before Grenard meets him and drives him backwards. That'll bring up second down and 9 as the clock continues to move down to 8:45 to go in the second quarter. Lions on top of the Vikings, 7-0.
Well, I tell you, it was almost disastrous for the Lions in the end zone with the talk of the potential of intentional grounding and a safety to getting out of it and having second down and 9 now with a little bit of room.
Second down 9 from the 15. Receivers left and right. Two tight ends on the right end of the line. Goff gets the snap. Here's a handoff again. Running outside the right hash is Reynolds. And he's across the 20 out to the 23. He's within a yard of the first down. So Craig Reynolds gets the carry. Cameron Bynum makes the stop after a gain of 8. And now a 3rd and 1 awaits Detroit.
Craig Reynolds coming into the game with just 23 carries. But it's understandable. It was Montgomery and Gibbs that had been splitting time. But Montgomery, again, missing since getting hurt in the Buffalo game. That they need to have a change up and let Gibbs get a little bit of a rest every now and then.
And Reynolds was questionable for the game tonight with a back injury. Lions had brought Jamar Jefferson off the practice squad last couple of weeks, but did not do that for tonight. Third down and a yard. Three tight ends on the right end of the line. Here's the snap. Hand off. Reynolds looking for space. Finds a crease and picks up the first down. Little jump cut to his left and then moving between the hash marks. Took it out to the 26 for a gain of three, and that'll move to six.
So normally, you get a back that has to stop in the backfield on short yardage, you're in trouble. But again, I go to the offensive line, staying on their blocks, not letting the defensive line come off and make the tackles.
First down and 10 Lions from their own 26. Williams goes wide left, St. Brown wide right. Laporta had been on the right end of the line, now motions to the left. Goff is under center, Reynolds is the back. Here's the snap, play action fake. Goff back, looking. Rush coming, dumps it short, intercepted. Picked off by Pace. Ivan Pace intercepted it and takes it back to the 6-yard line. A huge play for the Vikings defense. Goff was trying to dump that ball off with pressure in his face. It got tipped up, and Ivan Pace intercepted it. It's his first interception of the year, the league-leading 23rd for Minnesota.
Wow, Pace just comes off the edge, and Goff, as you're right, is just going to dump it. And it's going to be, actually, there's a lot of space. And the ball's tipped. Pace picks it off as Joshua Metellus tips it. Pace picks it off. Pace, who had 5 pressures in the Week 7 game against Detroit, gets a pick here.
So now the Vikings will start at the 7-yard line, first and goal. Trips right, 2 receivers left. Darnold in the shotgun, brings Jones in motion from wide to the left side. Darnold walks towards the line of scrimmage, falls back into the gun, play clock at 7. Darnold wants the snap, he's got it, back to pass. Darnold looking, has time, bouncing in the pocket, fires to the end zone, knocked down, nearly intercepted. Oh, he was looking for Justin Jefferson, and Amik Robertson nearly picked it off.
Boy, he wanted Aaron Jones across the middle. That was a crossing route that was trying to get the defense to kind of get lost as the crossers and defenders knock each other off. But an excellent job of coverage by Detroit on the crossing route.
Second down and goal from the 7. Jefferson, single wide receiver out to the right. 3 receivers left. Darnold under center. Jones is the back. Brandon Powell in motion now from left to right. Darnold gets the snap. Fakes the handoff to Jones. Plants his feet. Looking. Throws. Back of the end zone. Got Jefferson. Can't make the catch. It's incomplete. Jefferson trying to make that grab up above his head. The ball was just slightly behind him. He couldn't grab it cleanly while trying to get his feet down in bounds. It'll be third and goal.
Again, a high throw by Darnold. Off the mark, Jefferson was wide open. Jefferson had beaten Amik Robertson crossing the end zone, the back of the end zone. It's 5 straight incompletions now.
So now a third down and goal for the Vikings. Remember, they had first and goal from the 5 on their last drive and did not score. Trips right, single man left. Darnold in the shotgun with Jones to his left side. Darnold gets the snap. Blitz coming. Darnold looks, throws, right corner of the end zone for Jefferson. It's incomplete. He was wide open again. Jefferson had broken free, and the ball sailed over his head. It'll be fourth and goal, and here comes the field goal team for Minnesota.
And listen, I don't blame them. 6 straight incompletions, 6 overthrows by Darnold in the game so far. Take some points. Twice you're inside the 10-yard line. You can't 2 times come away with nothing.
Sam Darnold is 7 of 17 in the game. So here is Will Reichard for a 25-yard field goal attempt. Reichard, the 6th-rounder out of Alabama. Here's the snap, spot. The kick from Reichard is on the way, and he drives it right through. 6:35 to go, second quarter. Lions 7, Vikings 3. The Vikings get on the board, but Mike, they have to be disappointed. First and goal at the 7 after an interception. They can't move the ball at all and have to settle for the field goal.
Yeah, while Sam Darnold has definitely had some pressure on him, he's been knocked down a few times. As I said, now, keep on counting, he has 6 overthrows to basically open receivers twice in the end zone. To Justin Jefferson, a couple times to T.J. Hockenson as well. He's 7 of 17.
And you can tell Jefferson is getting frustrated. Targeted 6 times, just 2 catches. Just not been able to get the ball to him consistently. Remember, even the 1 catch that Jefferson had, the big play, it was a high throw that Jefferson was able to snare on his fingertips. So Reichard ready to kick it away now with Reynolds and Raymond back deep. Reichert on the approach. Drives a low end over end kickoff. This one is going to land, and it's going to bounce through the end zone. Are they going to say that landed short
and
hit the goal line?
It landed, I believe it landed in the end zone.
Well, that's the difference. If that ball hits at the 1, then it goes to the 20. If the ball hit on the goal line, it goes to the 30, and it looks like they're putting it at the 30-yard line.
I think it hit just past the end zone, yes.
So the Lions will have it there, first down and 10, 7-3 lead. 6 minutes, 35 seconds to go in the second quarter. Jared Goff, 9 of 12, 66 yards, and an interception. Just the second interception he has thrown in his last 8 games. Receivers left and right, Goff takes the snap. Back on a play fake on first and 10. Throws over the middle, got a man wide open at the 35. Angling right, Tim Patrick stumbles and falls at the 38-yard line. Patrick had more room to run. He'll settle for a gain of 8. It'll be second and 2.
Seen the Turf Monster get a runner on both sides.
Yeah, a couple guys.
Yeah.
Been brought down by the Turf Monster. This nice plush turf they play on now, unlike that cement you played on in your career.
Yeah, I'd rather love to fall down on this stuff. Garbage I played on.
Second down and 2. 2 receivers left, single man right. Gibbs is the running back. Williams in motion from right to left. Goff takes the snap. Play action fake. Back to throw. Fires over the middle. Caught by St. Brown. Angles left to the 45. Out to the far side numbers. And he dives out near midfield. Amon-Ra St. Brown out to the 49. Blake Cashman with the tackle. Gain of 11 and a Lions first down.
Jahmyr Gibbs, he stood in there and took on a blitzer. I think he was looking to the sideline to get a break here because, man, he took a hard shot by Metellus.
Lions will go up tempo. Slot right, single man left. Goff takes the shotgun snap. He'll hand it off. Gibbs up the middle, crossing midfield. And Jahmyr Gibbs is down to about the 48-yard line of the Vikings before Harrison Phillips can make the tackle. Gain of 3. That'll bring up 2nd and 7. If he was looking for a break, they said, no, sir, you can stay in there and carry the ball.
Again, the last 2 games, 50 touches, so averaging 25 touches a game, 317 total yards, and a couple of touchdowns. So he has definitely been a workhorse.
He had a big game the first time these two teams met up. 15 carries, 116 yards, and a couple of touchdowns. Receivers left and right, 2nd down and 7. Ball is at the Minnesota 48. Goff gets the snap. Here's a handoff. Gibbs off the left side, running outside the hash marks across the 45, and then got tripped up at the 44. Ivan Pace made the tackle. That looked like it might go for a big game, but Pace able to trip up Gibbs, and now it'll set up 3rd down and medium.
Boy, you're right. I mean, he just got tripped up, or he'd still be running. If the Detroit gets that running game going like they've been doing lately, that's really going to open up. As I mentioned, Goff's the best play-action quarterback in the game, and that's because of the running game.
They're going to mark it at the 44, so it's 3rd down and 3. Reynolds in the game now as the running back. Goff gets the shotgun snap, handoff to Reynolds, running outside the left hash, dives. He's going to be close to the first down. He needed the 41. Let's see where they're going to spot it. I can pretty much guarantee the Lions are going for it, even if he's short. Yeah. Brad Rogers is taking a look, and they are going to say 4th down.
Yeah, they laugh at short inches. I mean, come on.
Now they've got the ball between the 42 and the 41, so it's a gain of 2. It's 4th down at about a 1/2 yard. Dan Skipper is coming in again as an extra offensive lineman.
The ball could be at their own 30, and they'd be going for it.
Lions have already converted a 4th down in this game, and now I think they're going to take a timeout. Or Dan Campbell's actually going to challenge this. Campbell got word from upstairs. They think that Reynolds made the line to gain.
It looked where the ref was running in that at first he was kind of running in on
Detroit
the line.
Is challenging the ruling on the field of short of the line to gain.
That he was running in on where the first down was, but then ran backwards a little bit about just that 1/2 yard.
Brad Rogers just announced the call on the field will stand. The Lions are going to have 4th down and a 1/2 yard. Mike, you're surprised that this did not get overturned.
I thought his elbow hit, that the ball was in the arm of the elbow that hit. I thought the elbow hit past where the ball was marked right now. So I thought if nothing else, they would move the ball a little bit if not give him the first down. But referee said the call stands, so that cost Detroit a timeout.
Now, I will tell you this. They did move the ball. Look at where the ball is now. They moved that ball. So they said the call stands, but they did move the ball.
I agree. That should count as a win on the replay.
So it's 4th down and the nose of the football. Goff fakes the handoff. Back to pass. Looking. Throws. Pass is tipped. It's incomplete. And the Vikings get a 4th down stop. The Lions on 4th down and the nose of the football went to throw it. And Jonathan Bullard deflected the pass at the line of scrimmage. The Vikings will take over.
A, I'm stunned that they didn't run the ball. Stunned they didn't run the ball when you're less than a half yard away. And B, that's now two tips. The tips cost them on downs, and the last series, a tip cost them on an interception.
Mike, I know Ben Johnson is an unbelievable offensive coordinator. You have a 6'4" quarterback with literally an inch to go.
Yeah.
I just don't understand
that. Don't agree with it at all.
So now the Vikings will take over with 3:37 to go. First down and 10 at their own 42. Darnold under center, receivers left and right with an I formation behind him. Darnold takes the snap, handoff Aaron Jones, jump cut to his left, and Jones finds a little space, gets out close to the 44, maybe the 45-yard line. Gain of about two, maybe three for Aaron Jones on that first down run.
So listen, Sam Darnold, as we mentioned, is 7 of 17, but Sam is having a career year. Sam can definitely pull himself out of this. I know people have said during the season, and I was one of them, will he revert back to what a reason he had left the Jets? He has had a monster year and can absolutely pull himself out of this.
Second down, 8 from the 44. Darnold under center, takes the snap, play action fake, back to pass, rush coming, spins out to his left. Darnold being chased, looking down the field. Darnold is going to run. He takes a shot on the near sideline and is knocked out of bounds at about the 46. It was a legal hit from Jalen Reeves-Maven to knock him out of bounds. Darnold is able to gain a couple of yards. It'll be third down and 6. Well, that was a heck of a job to spin out to his left and get away from pressure.
Sure was. I thought he was going to spin right into it. He did a great job of escaping and making a third manageable.
Six straight incompletions for Darnold. He'll have to turn that around here on third down and 6. Clock moving, 2:29 to go first half. Lions 7, Vikings 3. Darnold lines up in the shotgun. Trips right, two receivers left. Darnold puts his hands to either side of his helmet. Now brings Jones from wide left into the backfield. He stops on Darnold's left hip. Darnold readies himself for the shotgun snap. He's got it. Back to pass. Darnold looking. Bouncing in the pocket. Throws right. That's caught. First down across the 45. Down the numbers to the 40. And down to about the 35 goes Jalen Naylor. He's tackled at the 36-yard line. A first down. 18 yards on the catch and run by Naylor.
Yeah, Naylor in man coverage. Brian Branch was on him, but Darnold had time. As we get to the two-minute warning.
We have reached the two-minute warning here in Detroit with the score, the Lions 7 and the Vikings 3. You're listening to Sunday Night Football on Westwood 1. First down and 10 from the Lions 36. Receivers left and right. Darnold is under center. Darnold gets the snap, turns, hands it off Aaron Jones, running out to the right, bounces off the pile, cuts back left across the 35, and Jones is spilled down around the 32, maybe the 31. Heck of a run by Aaron Jones. Jack Campbell made the tackle. That's a gain of 5 for Jones on a play that looked like it was going to be a loss.
Let me tell you, that's the difference of 5 yards to go or 12 yards to go on that great job by Jones.
Vikings have all three of their timeouts. Clock moving, 90 seconds to go here before intermission. Receivers left and right. Darnold under center with an offset eye behind him. Jones is the tailback. Darnold gets the snap on second and 5. Toss it to Jones running right. He's got room across the 30. 25. He's down near the 20-yard line. That's going to be good enough for a first down. There is a penalty flag that was thrown in from the defensive secondary. It looks like this is going against the Lions.
That's going to be holding against Detroit. That came from the back judge.
Right now they've got the ball marked at the 23. An 8-yard gain for Aaron Jones.
Holding. Defense number 95. It's a 5-yard penalty added on to the end of the run. Automatic first down.
So, again, that's Pat O'Connor, the nose tackle, D tackle. People may be wondering, how does he get called for holding? That's a wide play. You're trying to get your offensive lineman, a guard and center, to double the lineman and then go off onto the linebacker, and a D lineman is taught to hold that lineman so he can't get off to the linebacker. But there is an important emphasis has been for a few years now to actually call the defensive lineman for holding that whole lineman from getting to the linebacker.
So that moves the ball into the red zone. Now with the Lions 18-yard line, first down and 10. Two receivers left, two right. Jones, who had been wide to the right, motions into the backfield. Darnold back in the shotgun with a play clock at 2. Darnold wants the snap. He's got it. He'll hand it off to Jones. Starts left, cuts it up between the hash marks. Got across the line of scrimmage. Leans forward for a yard to the 17. That'll bring up second and 9. DJ Reader with the tackle. Clock continues to move. Down to 102, 101 to go. Again, Minnesota still has all three timeouts.
And Minnesota would love to burn up all the clock here because they get the ball to start the third quarter.
Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Darnold in the shotgun with Jones to his right. Darnold gets the snap. He's back to pass. Darnold looking to his left. Pressure coming. Throws over the middle. Caught by Jones inside the 15 down to the 14-yard line. Jack Campbell made the tackle. Clock continues to run down to 36 seconds to go. It's a gain of four. It'll now be third down and about six. And Kevin O'Connell is letting all this time run off the clock, and now he's going to take a timeout. Well, he did that intentionally.
Yeah, he
had in his mind what he wanted on the clock.
Minnesota.
He did. He was standing right next to the referee waiting for a specific time.
Right now it shows 28 seconds. I don't know if they'll put a little more time back on, but right now 28 seconds to go with a third down and six.
Now they have two timeouts, 28 seconds. It's plenty of time. They're without question going to try on this drive to get a touchdown. But again, maybe that was part of Kevin O'Connell's job of leaving less amount of time on the clock as he can so Detroit doesn't have a chance.
Third down and six. Darnold in the shotgun. Trips right, single man left. Jones is the running back to Darnold's left. Darnold gets the snap. He's back to pass. Looking to his left. Russ coming. Throws left side. Incomplete. Trying to get it to Aaron Jones. I think his arm was actually hit as he threw that ball. It was nowhere near Jones. It was running down the sideline against Anzalone. And on fourth down, the field goal team is coming out. Josh Pascal applied the heat.
Straight four-man rush. And when you can get Ryan, when you can get away with a straight four-man rush and drop seven, you are living right. And this forces Minnesota, again, in the red zone, to have to try a field goal.
And it's what the Lions have not been able to do this year, Mike, is get pressure with a four-man rush. So Reichard, who was already hit from 25, will try this one from 31. It'll come from the near side left hash. Here's the snap spot. Kick from Reichard is on the way, and it is good. With that field goal, Barbasol will make another donation to Kurt and Brenda Warner's Treasure House, a living community for adults with disabilities. Barbasol Shaving Cream, delivering a quality shave at an honest value for over 100 years. 20 seconds to go in the first half. Lions 7, Vikings 6. So again, Minnesota gets points, but the Lions keep them out of the end zone.
Yeah, that's and we talked about how this may not be a field goal game because of the high scoring, even though I do know it was a game-winning kick by Jake Bates in the first game this year. But these are normally high-scoring teams, but it's very low-scoring tonight, so you got to grab points when you can. I don't really see Detroit. They have 20 seconds and one timeout trying to do anything. It might be that old see what we get on the first play and we'll go from there, or just run the clock up.
Nine plays, 45 yards, 3:17 off the clock on that Vikings scoring drive. Reynolds and Raymond back deep to return the Reichard kickoff. Well, Jake Bates, their kicker, does have a pretty big leg. Bates' long this year is 58. But remember, in the UFL, he was 3 of 3 from 60-plus, had a long of 64. And that was kicking in this building.
In this building, right? For the Michigan Panthers.
Reichard with a low kick. That one is going to head out of bounds.
Well, that just changed the equation.
Yes, it did. Now the Lions are going to have it at the 40-yard line. An ugly kick from Reichard.
Free kick out of bounds. Kicking team number 16. Ball's placed at the 40-yard line. First down.
That ball went out of bounds at about the 12-yard line. So now, if you're Detroit, you're one completion away from being in field goal range.
Absolutely. Absolutely. This, without question, just opened up for what Detroit will try and do now.
Lions have one timeout remaining, 20 seconds on the clock. They lead 7-6. Lions out of the huddle will go with two receivers to the right. Williams inside of St. Brown, two receivers to the left. Goff stands back in the shotgun, gets the snap, back to pass against the three-man rush. He looks and throws right side, got a man, that's caught. And out of bounds is Amon-Ra St. Brown at around the Vikings 41. It'll stop the clock with 15 seconds to go. It's a gain of 19.
Boy, an excellent route, excellent throw, and gets out of bounds, preserves the timeout, so they still had the entire field to use here.
First down and 10 with 15 seconds to go. Tim Patrick will head to the sideline. Khalif Raymond will check in.
And from here would be a 59-yarder, definitely within Jake Bates' range.
Two receivers to the left, now three to the left as Raymond goes in motion to that side. Goff back in the shotgun. Takes the snap. He's back to pass. He looks. He sidearms one over the middle. That's caught. That's St. Brown diving down around the 30-yard line. Dan Campbell tells the official, wait, hang on. He's going to wait to call the timeout. Standing right next to him. And now with 3 seconds to go, he will take the timeout. It was Khalif Raymond who made that catch coming over the middle. And Dan Campbell calls timeout. And the Lions have a chance to add to their lead.
It's amazing what a one poor kickoff will do, right? You have three scenarios on a kickoff. The ball could be placed at the 20, the 30, or the 40. And Minnesota had the worst possible outcome. The ball placed at the 40 with an offense that can throw the ball as well as anybody in the league.
So Bates will come on for a 48-yard attempt. Tied for fifth in the NFL in scoring. A Detroit single-season record, 135 points for Jake Bates. 48-yard attempt. It'll come from the right hash. Hogan Hatton will snap, the rookie. Jack Fox will hold. Lions trying to take a 4-point lead into the locker room. Bates steps it off, and now the Vikings are going to take a timeout.
Timeout. Minnesota.
Bates eyes the uprights. Says he's ready to go. Here's the snap spot. The kick from Bates is on the way. It's end over end, and it is good. The Lions cash in on the Vikings special teams mistake, and they will go to the locker room with a 10-6 halftime lead.
I'll tell you what, they lead by four, but I'd be wary. Minnesota, Sam Darnold has not been on his game, and he can get on his game in the second half. So it should be interesting, the adjustments made at halftime.
That's the end of the first half. With the score, the Lions 10, the Vikings 6. Jake Bates will kick it away from our left to our right. 30 minutes remain here in Detroit with the number one seed on the line. An end-over-end kick sends Ty Chandler to his left, backpedaling into the end zone. He will drop down to his right knee, and the Vikings will start at the 30-yard line, first down and 10. So what do you look for from this Vikings offense? You mentioned up-tempo. We'll see if they go to that. Anything else you look for them to try to get it going?
I would say Sam to settle down. I mean, I don't know why the overthrows, what's happening with the overthrows. A couple of times it has been the pressure. I've been impressed with the four-man rush pressure by Detroit. But really the offense for Minnesota, because of Sam, has kind of been out of sync because of some of his throws.
Winner gets the number one seed, home field advantage throughout. Loser goes on the road next week. They'll be in L.A. to take on the Rams. First down and 10, Vikings from their own 30, receivers left and right. Ty Chandler is the running back. Here's the snap, handoff. It's Akers running out to his right. Cuts back and into the waiting arms of a Detroit defender at the 32-yard line for a gain of 2. Levi Onzarike made the tackle. That'll bring up second down and 8. So Aaron Jones not starting this second half, but here go the Vikings now with the up-tempo. Second down and 8, Darnold in the gun. Slot left, single man right. Darnold gets a knee-high snap. He's back to pass. Rush coming. Darnold loads up, takes a shot down the right side to nobody. It's incomplete. And that route got broken off by Jordan Addison. He was coming back to the sticks, and Darnold threw it down the sideline. It'll be third down.
Interesting, no conversation on intentional grounding. Even though it was a miscommunication.
Well, and we have seen that call. Dan Campbell's actually arguing about that right now.
I don't blame him for arguing that.
You're right, Mike. That was obviously a miscommunication, but we have seen that called with the quarterback in the pocket, which Darnold certainly was. So third down and long. Two receivers left, single man right. Darnold back in the shotgun. Motions to his left, brings Jefferson in short motion from that side. Here's the snap. Darnold back to pass, looking left, under pressure, rolling left, flips his hips, throws, incomplete. Penalty flag flies. Two of them, as a matter of fact. The pass was intended for Jefferson. He could not make the catch. Amik Robertson was in coverage. Jefferson has been complaining all game that he's been getting grabbed, and it looks like he'll get the call here. Although, I got to tell you, based on the first replay.
Illegal contact, defense number 32. 5-yard penalty, automatic. First down.
Well, they're calling it against Brian Branch, who was not in the play.
Yeah, okay, because I was going to say, Amik Robertson, there was no way that was interference. But, yeah, the call on Brian Branch away from the receiver.
Yeah, Branch was in the slot, matched up against Addison.
And, again, it was interference. It wasn't holding. So, he has contact down the field. Boy, that was... That's an iffy call.
So that'll move it out to the 37-yard line. Give the Vikings a first down and 10. The drive extended by penalty. Slot left, single man right. Darnold lines up under center. Akers is the running back. Crowd making noise. Darnold takes the snap, back on a play fake. Sets his feet. Has time to survey the field. Looks, throws deep down the right side, and it's incomplete. Trying to get it to Jordan Addison, who was open around the 42-yard line. That's a pass that Darnold has hit more often than not this year. Second down and 10.
I'm really surprised that Sam has been this off. We talked about the overthrows. This time it was an underthrown ball, and he had plenty of time. There was good protection, just a straight four-man rush from Detroit that didn't get the pressure, and that was a long crossing route that had time to develop.
Second down and 10. Vikings back in the huddle will make their way to the line of scrimmage. Justin Jefferson will go wide to the left. Two receivers go to the right. Darnold under center with Akers the single back. Darnold stands up, puts his hands on either side of his helmet. Play clock down to two. Now at one. Darnold brings a receiver in motion from the right. Takes the snap. Hand off. This is Akers. Cut back. Big hole to the 50. Angles right. 45-40. 35-30. Down the far sideline. 20. 15 to the 10. And finally ridden down around the 5. The handoff went to Cam Akers, bursting up the middle all the way down to the Lions' 5-yard line. A gain of 48. Kirby Joseph made the touchdown-saving tackle.
A play that started to the right and then cut back to the left. The linebacker followed the motion tight end. That was very odd, the way the linebacker just ran himself right out of the hole and left a monster hole in the middle.
Now can the Vikings cash in the red zone. First and goal from the 5. Darnold lines up in the shotgun. Akers to his right. Receivers left and right. Darnold takes the shotgun snap. He's going to hand it off. This is Akers. Angling left. Gets back to the line of scrimmage and is stacked up right there. No gain. It'll be second down and goal.
So let's see Minnesota again. We saw one time on downs in here and two times had to kick the field goal. And right before Akers run, I was just going to say, Aaron Jones is just coming out of the locker room now. Now, he had a quad injury coming into this game, and I thought, okay, Aaron Jones coming back, he's going to get back in the game, and then Cam Akers breaks the long run.
Aaron Jones does check in now for second down and goal from the 5. Ball is on the near side, left hash. Jones will line up to the right of Darnold, who's in the gun. Two receivers left, Addison inside of Jefferson, two tight ends right. Darnold brings Jefferson in motion from the left, takes the snap, back to pass, rolling left, throws left, caught by Jones. He's hit and he's driven out of bounds around the 2-yard line. So they faked it to Jefferson, hoping to get the defense to flow that way. Came back to Aaron Jones for a gain of 3. Amik Robertson with the tackle. It's 3rd and goal.
Boy, oh boy, it is tough sledding for Minnesota down in the red zone. And, you know, Detroit's been okay. They're 12th in the league as far as red zone defense. But they've been doing a job tonight.
C.J. Ham, the fullback, checks in. 3rd down and goal from the 2. Darnold will line up under center. Jones is the single back. Ham is split wide right. Munt in motion from left to right. Here's the snap. Darnold back on a play fake. Looking. Pressure. Spins out to his left. Darnold flips his hips, and he's got to throw it away. Incomplete. And now on 4th and goal, what does Kevin O'Connell want to do?
Well, the first time he went for it, the next two times he kicked the field goal, looks like he's going to go for it again here.
He's going to bring Jalen Naylor into the game. He's going to bring T.J. Hockenson into the game. Jordan Addison is going to return as well. 4th down and goal from the 2.
So a lot of times down close to the end zone, as the offense would call it, they look for the natural rub routes, as the defense would call it, illegal picks, depending on what side of the ball you're on. A lot of times that's what you're looking for here.
Vikings will go with trips to the right. Jefferson single man left. Darnold in the shotgun. Jones to his left. Darnold gets the snap. Back to pass. Looking right. Looking middle. Moving to his left. Steps up in the pocket. Now rolling right. Throws to the end zone. Incomplete. And the Lions turn the Vikings away again. Addison was the intended receiver. Terry and Arnold was in coverage. And the Lions will take over at their own 2-yard line, still leading 10-6 with 11:58 to go in the 3rd quarter. This is Westwood One's coverage of the National Football League. 11:58 to go, 3rd quarter. Lions 10, Vikings 6. The Vikings have had 4 trips into the red zone. They have come away with 6 total points.
I mean, really credit the Detroit defense for how well they are playing in the red zone. They're doing an excellent job.
Lions take over at their own 2, 1st down and 10. 2 receivers left, single man right. Dan Skipper, extra offensive lineman, is in the game. Goff takes the snap, back on a play fake, sets his feet, steps up, going deep down the middle of the field, and that one is going to be intercepted by Harrison Smith. The veteran safety pulls it out of the air, and the Vikings have a turnover, the second golf interception of the game. He threw it in the direction of Jameson Williams, but that ball was way over his head. And Harrison Smith, playing center field, gets the INT.
That's three plays now. I have no clue of why they called the two runs we had talked about earlier on the fourth and an inch, and the third and eight where they ran a ball outside one time and then passed it. I have no idea why Goff threw this ball. I mean, you had to see Harrison Smith just playing center field. And you had another defender there as well. I mean, you threw that up like a punt on first down.
Third interception of the year for Harrison Smith, the league-leading 24th this season by the Vikings. They will take over now with the Detroit 46, first and 10. Darnold under center, two receivers right, two tight ends left. Aaron Jones is the single back. Play clock shows seven. Darnold gets the snap. He's back. He'll hand it off to Jones. Running left, looking for a seam. Finds one outside the numbers across the 50. And Aaron Jones dives down to the Lions 47-yard line. Terrion Arnold with the tackle, and he is hurt.
Yeah, he's grabbing his ankle, his left ankle. He is in some pain.
Gain of seven on the run by Jones, but the more pressing concern for the Lions is the health of Terrion Arnold. And the last thing the Lions need to see is any more injuries to the defensive side of the ball. I mean, they have been so beat up on that side of the ball this year. You look at coming into the game tonight, the Lions have 35 sacks. 17 of them are on IR right now.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. It's most defensive players on IR in the league.
Well, while they take a look at Terrion Arnold, we'll step aside. 11:39 to go, third quarter. Lions 10, Vikings 6. You're listening to Sunday Night Football on Westwood 1.
Terrion Arnold came off, could not put any pressure at all on his right foot, his right ankle. They're not even putting him in the blue tent. They've pulled a cart up behind the bench. And it looks like they're going to take him off on the cart.
And you hate to see it. The Lions just put Emmanuel Mosley on the non-football illness list yesterday. So now Kendall Vildor, the fifth-year man out of Georgia Southern, the former Bear and Titan, is in the game. Lions also brought Stanley Thomas Oliver up off the practice squad. He is active for tonight. Second down and three. Ball at the Lions 47. 10-6 Detroit. 11:30 to go, third quarter. Darnold takes the shotgun snap. Back to pass. Swings it out right side. Caught by Jones inside the number. Sprints across the 45. Inside the 40. And Aaron Jones is down to the 37-yard line. Brian Branch made the tackle. Aaron Jones with a catch and run of 13 to give Minnesota a first down.
It's a good way to build on this offense a little bit. Go with as Sam Darnold has been off on throws down the field. The shorter throws and let the receivers do the work after. That's a good way to go.
First down and 10, Vikings now. Nose of the football at the 37-yard line on the far side, right hash. Minnesota moving right to left in their white uniforms and purple helmets. Darnold goes under center with two receivers to the left. Trent Sherfield in short motion from that side. Here's the snap. Darnold back on a play fake. Plants his feet. Rush coming. Spins left. Throws. And it's nearly intercepted. He was just trying to throw it away, and he threw it at the feet of Za'Darius Smith, who almost intercepted it. Now, the Lions are saying this should be grounding. There was no receiver in the area.
There was nobody in the area. Again, he just, and there's the flag. Yeah, he just spun out.
Intentional grounding. Offense number 14. Ball's placed at the spot of the foul. The down counts. It is second down.
He's been spinning out a couple of times and becoming safe from it, but just in trying to get rid of the ball. Yeah, the only one there was Za'Darius Smith, who's kicking himself for not being able to hang on to that ball.
Arnold's spinning back, and Smith just can't believe it. Now, that throw had some mustard on it. It was down around his ankles.
Yeah,
that's a tough play.
Game clock, please. 10:46.
It definitely would have been a tough play. Yeah, he spun out.
So they're going to move the ball back to the 50-yard line. It's going to make it second down and 23. Two receivers left, one right. Darnold back in the shotgun. Fans making noise, trying to distract Minnesota. Play clock is at seven. Darnold says he's ready, gets the snap, he's back to pass. Darnold looking, throws down the right side. That's caught by Jefferson, turns it up along the sideline. And Justin Jefferson is across the 35 and down to the 32. The defender fell down on the outside, and Jefferson is able to take the ball. They'll mark him at the 33. Kirby Joseph, the tackle, gain of 17.
Amik Robertson is saying he didn't just fall down. He's saying Justin Jefferson pushed off on him. And looking at the replay, he didn't. I mean, Robertson more or less fell down.
That looked like a flop for Robertson.
Yep.
Vikings are 3 of 9 on third down. This is third down and 6. Three receivers left, including Jefferson. Single man right, shotgun snap to Darnold. Back to throw, looking left, throws left for Jefferson. Can't make the catch, it's incomplete. The throw was behind him and then was nearly intercepted. And on fourth down, here comes the field goal team. Boy, Sam Darnold has just had some throws that have not been very good tonight and very un-Sam Darnold-like from the rest of his season. He had Jefferson right where he wanted him, Mike, and that throw was just behind him.
Yeah, again, Darnold has really just been off. It's been somewhat surprising for as many throws as he's had off target.
So now Reichard, a 51-yard attempt. The kick is on the way. It's end-over-end, and it is good. So Will Reichard hits his third field goal of the night. And with 9:55 to go in the third quarter, the Vikings are back within one. It's the Lions 10 and the Vikings 9. You're listening to Sunday Night Football on Westwood One. 9:55 to go, third quarter. Lions 10, Vikings 9. Will Reichard hits his third field goal of the night. And now we'll kick it away. But once again, Minnesota with an opportunity. They get the interception, good field position. Nine or make it to 6 plays, 21 yards, and they have to settle for the field goal.
Yeah, and I wonder if Kevin O'Connell was kicking himself for not kicking two other field goals in the red zone when they went for it and went on downs. They'd be ahead. But listen, it's not the scoring game that we thought, but it's the close game that we thought. It's a one-score game, and Kevin O'Connell was 26-9 in one-score games during his tenure. For Sam Darnold, he started out 7 for 10 and has been 5 for 19 since.
Wow. You know, Connie, you mentioned that record in one-score games. Keep in mind, in the two playoff seasons, he's 20-1 in one-score games. Last year, they had a lot of them go against him. As Reichard kicks it away, this one an end-over-end kick deep into the end zone. It'll be taken about 6 yards deep. And down to a knee goes Khalif Raymond. The Lions will start at the 30-yard line, first down and 10. 2022, Vikings went 11-0 in one-score games, hosted the wild card game, lost to the Giants. This year, only Kansas City has been better. 9-1 in one-score games this year. Only Kansas City better at 11-0. First down and 10 for the Lions. Let's see if Jared Goff can rebound here. Talk about Darnold struggles. Goff is 13 of 18 for 115 yards and 2 picks. Receivers left and right, first and 10. Goff with his hands under center. Gibbs is the single back. Here's the snap. Back on a play fake. Goff sets his feet. Looking, swings it out left side. Gibbs makes the catch, sprints across the 35 on the far sideline, and he's out of bounds around the first down marker. Let's see where they put him out. They're going to say he stepped out at the 39, so it'll be a gain of 9. It'll set up second down and 1. Mike, you and I were in Houston for that weird game. Jared Goff threw 5 interceptions.
Yep.
The Lions still somehow won
the
game. Since then, Goff had only thrown 1 pick. He's thrown 2 in this game tonight.
Yeah, certainly not been his M.O. in his career year this year.
Second down and 1 yard. 3 receivers to the right. Goff in the shotgun with Gibbs to his left. Williams in motion from the right. Here's a handoff to Gibbs running off the right side. And Gibbs pushing forward. I think he's going to have the first down. He did with a late surge. Got some help from his offensive line. Got shoved forward just across the 40-yard line. It was Penei Sewell, the Pro Bowl right tackle, who shoved him forward for a gain of 2. And now the Lions going up tempo. First and 10 from their own 41. 2 receivers left, 1 right. Laporta is a wing to the right. Goff back to pass. Throws right side. Caught by Laporta. He's out of bounds on the near sideline. Across the 45, up to the 47-yard line. They'll actually give him progress all the way to the 48. It'll be a gain of 7. And now an official stoppage as a Viking is down. That's Harrison Phillips, the nose tackle, who is down on a knee. And the training staff will come out to have a look at him. Official word from the Lions is that Terrion Arnold is questionable with an ankle injury. It would be a miraculous return after he was taken off on a cart.
I would question the questionable status.
I would second your question of the questionable status.
I do not think we will see Terry Arnold again tonight.
A reminder, you can once again listen to every Westwood One NFL broadcast this season for free via the NFL app. From now until Super Bowl 59 in February, the NFL is on Westwood One, and it's on the official NFL app, too. You can download for free today.
I mean, Jared Goff has been a monster this year as far as touchdown passes as of late. That's surprising, too, tonight.
Second down three. Lions at their own 48. Here's the snap. Handoff Gibbs starts left, cuts back to his right, gets to midfield. He's going to be close to a first down. He needed to get to the 49. Jalen Redmond made the tackle. It looks like the initial signal is that he's going to be short of the line to gain.
No, nope, they gave it to him.
They did give him the first down. Nope. All right. Thought the referee from the far side was signaling third down.
He looked like he was marking it short, but the one on the closest side where he was actually marking the ball marked it as a first down.
So a gain of three from the Vikings 49, now first and 10. Craig Reynolds checks in at running back. Two receivers to the right, two to the left. Goff puts his hands under center, brings Williams in motion from the right, takes the snap, back on a play fake, looking left, throws left, caught by Williams, upended in the backfield. Heck of a tackle by Byron Murphy. Murphy shot out of a cannon, came up and took the legs out from Jamison Williams for a loss of five. It'll be second down and 15. Great play by Murphy, who's headed to the Pro Bowl for the first time in his career.
Yeah, whenever you throw a pass, a lot of times you see a quick pass like that, and you see other wide receivers or linemen getting out there to block for him. There was nobody else out there. That was just a pure, we're going to get you one-on-one with a DB and winner wins. And this time, it was Byron Murphy.
From the Lions, 46 now, second down and 15. Slot right, single man left. St. Brown is that slot receiver to the right. Laporta goes in motion from left to right, and flags fly at the snap. Lions moved early.
False start. Offense, number 68. Five-yard penalty, second down.
Taylor Decker, the left tackle. And that'll move the Lions back to a second down and 20. Mike, we've talked about it a few times in this game. These are two explosive offenses, but tonight, they've gotten behind the chains and it's really thrown everything off.
Pre-snap penalties will drive a coach crazy more than in-play penalties, without question.
Second down and 20. Lions will go with three receivers to the right now. Jamison Williams in motion from right to left. Goff back in the shotgun with Reynolds to his right. Here's the snap. Goff back to pass. Under pressure. Fires one down the field. That's caught and spinning down close to the Minnesota 40-yard line. That ball was thrown on a rope by Goff, and Sam Laporta made the catch, took a shot, hung on to the 41-yard line. It's a gain of 18, and now from second and 20, it's gone to third and two.
What a great blitz pickup by Reynolds, the running back. Did a phenomenal job of keeping the blitzer off of Goff and giving Goff just a little bit left to buy himself more time.
Lions 3-7 on third down. This is third and two. Trips right, single man left, shotgun snap. Goff back to throw. Looking. Throws over the middle, caught by St. Brown. It's a first down inside the 30. Amon-Ra St. Brown will be marked down at the 28. Murphy was in coverage. It's a first down for the Lions on a gain of 13.
You're wondering when one of these receivers, either Justin Jefferson or Amon-Ra St. Brown, were going to start to take over this game. At some point, neither one really has yet.
Shotgun snap on first and 10. Goff back, looks, throws over the middle, caught by Jamison Williams, running to the right, trying to break a tackle and can't do it. Van Ginkle wraps him up and throws him down inside the 25 at the 24. It'll be a gain of about four on the play. It'll bring up second down and six.
Well, that's a guy you worry about if you're a defense, him catching it in space. As I mentioned earlier, he's averaging over 18 yards a catch, and he's averaging 8.2 yards after the catch. So he is a threat every time he gets the ball in open space.
It's officially a gain of 6 yards to the 23. Second down and four. Single receiver out to the right. Two tight ends left. Goff under center takes the snap. Handoff Gibbs running along the left hash. Slams into the line at the 20-yard line. And Gibbs leaning. Let's see if he got there. He needed the 19 for a first down. Official coming in from the far side. We'll see where they spot it.
Yeah, where they're spotting it, I think it's going to be a little short.
And it looks like it's going to be third and inches here. Lions, again, are going to bring an extra offensive lineman into the game. Really interesting on a lot of these third and fourth and shorts, the Lions have not run the ball. They've opted to throw it.
I would be stunned if they threw it here.
And now whistles as replay getting involved. Yeah. Officials talking about something here. They have the ball just shy of the 19.
After replay assist, it's a first down, Detroit.
Wow. So there you go. The call came from upstairs. They said the spot was wrong. Kevin O'Connell doesn't like it, obviously. You can understand why.
No, he does not.
You get a look at the replay up here, Mike, and see what you think. You know what? I think replay is right.
I do, too, because the way he fell over bodies, he wasn't down because he didn't hit the ground. He was falling over bodies and fell inside the 19-yard line, which is where they marked it.
Yeah, he kind of body surfed on Harrison Phillips, who's back in the game. So from the 18, first down and 10. Goff lines up under center, single receiver to the left. Here's the snap, handoff Gibbs, running right outside the hash marks, and Gibbs down to the 15-yard line. Blake Cashman made the tackle. Gain of three on the play. It'll bring up second down and 7. Clock moving, 4 minutes, 25 seconds to go, third quarter. Lions 10, Vikings 9.
Well, let's see if Minnesota's red zone defense can be as effective as Detroit's red zone defense has been.
Only touchdown of this game came from Jahmyr Gibbs. 25-yard touchdown run back in the first quarter. Second down, 7. Ball at the Vikings 15. It's on the near side, right hash. Three receivers left, single man right. Goff is under center. Brings a tight end in motion from the left. Here's the snap. Fake the toss. Throw right side. Caught by St. Brown. Cuts back inside. And Amon-Ra St. Brown is down to about the 12-yard line. That'll be a gain of 3. Jonathan Grenard with the tackle. And now a third down and 4 for the Lions. And again, here come extra offensive linemen into the game.
It's a good idea. He had Penei Sewell sprinting out there to block, but there were 3 Minnesota defenders. And as great as Penei Sewell is, he's not blocking 3 guys.
You think Penei was trying to block, or you think he was waiting for a lateral? You never know with these tricky Lions.
Very, very. We have not seen any trickeration yet tonight.
Oh, he was definitely trying to block. Third down and 4. Lions 4 of 8 on third down in the game. Goff under center takes the snap. Going to hand it off to Gibbs. Looking for space. Angling left. He's down to the 10-yard line. Gain of about 3 on the play. So the Lions now will have a 4th down and 1. Gee, what do you think they'll do?
Well, they're obviously going to go for it, but we've certainly seen them pass in this situation. They passed when it was 4th and inches. Now it's about 4th and about a yard.
They're going to bring Amon-Ra St. Brown back into the game. Lions are 1 of 2 on 4th down tonight. They failed on 4th and an inch. They picked up a 4th and 5. Lions will put 3 receivers left. St. Brown, single man right. Goff in the shotgun with Gibbs to his right. Play clock down to 4. Goff gets the snap. Back to throw again. Fires over the middle. Caught. That's going to be a touchdown. He found Jahmyr Gibbs right in between the hash marks for a touchdown. Second touchdown tonight for Gibbs. And with 2:30 to go in the third quarter, it's the Lions 16, the Vikings 9, and the extra point try coming up. And for Jahmyr Gibbs, some Lions history, his 18th total touchdown of the season. That is a franchise record.
Well, we mentioned how Goff has had success against the Minnesota Blitz, and Minnesota blitzed, and Van Ginkel had the coverage on Gibbs. Gibbs just cut inside of him, and it was wide open.
Jake Bates for the PAT. Snap spot. Kick is on the way. It is good. 2 minutes and 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. It's an 8-point lead for the Lions on top of the Vikings, 17-9. You're listening to Sunday Night Football on Westwood One. Jake Bates ready to kick it away, drives one deep into the end zone. Ty Chandler will let that sail over his head over the back line of the end zone, and the Vikings will start at the 30, first and 10.
And can't stress this enough, the last time a final regular season game determined a conference number one seed was 1993, New York against Dallas. Before that, it was 1979, Dallas and Washington. By the way, Dallas won both those games, but this is a very rare occasion.
First down and 10 for the Vikings. They'll start with the ball on the far side right hash. Two receivers to the left, one right. Darnold under center. Naylor in motion from the left. Here's the snap. Toss play to Aaron Jones. Runs out to the numbers. Cuts it up. And Jones able to find 3 out to the 33-yard line. Tackle made by Jack Campbell. That'll bring up 2nd and 7. By the way, the rest of the Pro Bowlers for these two teams mentioned Darnold and Jefferson from Minnesota, Byron Murphy, Jonathan Grenard, Andrew Van Ginkel, and their long snapper, Andrew DePaula. 2nd down 7. Darnold back in the shotgun. Waits gets the snap. Back to pass. Darnold looking pressured, rolling to his right, throws down the field, got a man wide. wide open, and it's caught, and stumbling out of bounds at the Lions 40 is Jalen Naylor. He was all alone in the secondary, and he's out of bounds with a gain of 27. There is a penalty flag down on the field.
Boy, wide open. If he could have kept his feet, he could have gained a lot more yards.
Officials having to talk about this. You always wonder if maybe somebody was downfield when you see the quarterback rolling out. But right now, the Vikings are walking up like the play is going to stand.
Holding, defense number 6. That penalty is declined. The result of the play is a first down.
So, Ifeatu Melifonwu called for the hold. Obviously decline that and take the 27-yard penalty. Rest of the Lions Pro Bowlers, Goff, Gibbs, St. Brown, Penei Sewell, Frank Ragnow, Brian Branch, and their punter, Jack Fox. First down and 10, Minnesota from the Lions 40-yard line. They trail 17-9 with 1:42 to go in the third quarter. Here's the snap. Garland hands it off to Jones off the left side. And Aaron Jones is able to get down to the 37-yard line. Gain of 3 for Jones. Brian Branch with the tackle. That'll bring up second down and 7.
And while he's not having the night he's had for the season, you know, Sam Darnold, what an incredible turnaround he has had. I mean, it's been amazing.
Slot right, single man left. Darnold gets the shotgun snap. He's back to pass. Blitz coming in his face. Throws right side. That's caught. And down at the 34-yard line is the tight end Josh Oliver. A 3 yards pickup. He made that catch and got his legs chopped out on a big hit. Darnold had to get rid of that ball, and Melifonwu made the tackle.
You know, really quickly, again, about Darnold. Remember when Darnold and Baker Mayfield were teammates at Carolina?
Yep.
How times have changed for those two.
Boy, what a great job by the Buccaneers today. Mike Evans got his reception at the end of the game. 11 straight years, over 1,000 yards. He ties the great Jerry Rice.
It's incredible. That was the best part of this day.
Third down and 4. Akers, the running back to the right of Darnold, is in the gun. Trips left, single man right. Darnold gets the snap. Back to pass, looking to his left. Darnold hit as he throws over the middle, incomplete, looking for Hockenson. No flag. Hockenson thought he was grabbed before the ball got there. Anzalone was in coverage. It is fourth down. And right now, the Vikings offense, well, they were staying out there, but here comes Will Reichert. Hockenson cannot believe he didn't get a flag here on Anzalone.
And that's why Anzalone is back. And it looked like he just hit his arm as the ball was going by. Too close to call that, I think, interference. But that's exactly why Anzalone has come back in this game and not rested another week for his pass defense.
It'll be a 52-yard attempt for Reichert, and now the officials are stopping play. I think they had the ball spotted incorrectly. So they reset the play clock. Yeah, they moved the ball forward a yard. So this is going to be a 51-yarder for Reichert. He's hit from 25, 31, and 51. Ready here, snap spot, kick from Reichert is on the way, and it is no good. He missed it wide to the right. And with 23 seconds to go in the third quarter, the Lions will take over, still on top by 8. Sixth missed field goal of the year for Will Reichert. He had been excellent, 8 of 10 from 50-plus, but he pushed that one wide right.
That one never really even had a shot. That was nowhere near. You keep waiting for Minnesota to start clicking with this offense, and it just hasn't gotten a gear. But they're still just one score away. It's Detroit looking to put another drive together.
Well, Mike, it feels like this becomes a really big drive now because the Lions start with excellent field position at their own 41. First down and 10, an offset eye in the backfield. Gibbs the tailback. Goff takes the snap. Play action fake. Back to throw. Looking throw short left. Caught by Gibbs. Room to run. Out to the sideline 50. Down to the Minnesota 45. And he hops out of bounds. Boy, there was nobody covering Jahmyr Gibbs. An easy catch and run of 14 yards.
Yeah, Minnesota plays a lot of zone. And sometimes that zone, those linebackers get out of there too quickly and leave a big, big area.
Lions are going to be content to let the clock tick down to triple zeros, and we have reached the end of the third quarter with the score. The Lions 17, the Vikings 9. This is Westwood One's coverage of the National Football League. Lions up 17-9. They start the fourth quarter with the ball. The Vikings 45, first and 10. Goff under center, takes the snap, back on a play fake, sets his feet, looking, throws over the middle, Laporta wide open, makes the catch, shimmy shake move, spins inside the 35, and he's down to the 34. Ivan Pace made the tackle, but only after a gain of 11 on a first down.
We keep talking about running backs and what they're doing, running Jahmyr Gibbs and even Craig Reynolds, but both of them, Gibbs this time, Reynolds the other time, picking up the blitz has been fantastic, giving Goff more time.
Trip to the right, shotgun snap to Goff, quick pass, right side, nearly intercepted by Van Ginkle, and if he held on, he was going to the house. Andrew Van Ginkle stuck his left hand out there and nearly secured it. He already has a couple of pick sixes. That would have been number three.
Well, you talk about what-if plays. You talk about four or five a game. Van Ginkle is a great athlete, and he, wow, right off his left hand and just couldn't pull it in.
Second down and 10. Slot right, single man left. Goff brings LaPorta in motion from left to right. Takes the shotgun snap. Blitz coming. Goff throws over the middle. That's caught. And diving down inside the 25-yard line is St. Brown. Amon-Ra St. Brown picks up 9, a yard short of the first down. It'll be third down and 1.
And again, Gibbs picking up a blitz. I can't say that. That's such unsung stuff. Because we're always talking about running backs either catching the ball or running. But, man, sticking your nose in there on a blitz and giving your quarterback more time. And we're seeing what Goff's doing with it. We've seen what Goff has done against this Minnesota blitz over the past couple of years.
Third down on a yard. Lions go empty. Shotgun snap. Goff back. Looks, throws down the middle. Caught by Williams. First down inside the 15. Goff wanted to throw quickly to his right. It wasn't there. He was able to work through his progressions and finds Jamison Williams for a gain of 12.
And he took a shot at the end. You're right. He wanted it to be a quick pass. Usually on third and short, you want it to be a quick pass. You don't want to hang around in the pocket. And he knew he was going to take a shot and step right into the throw.
Harrison Smith made the tackle. First and 10 for the Lions. Clock moving, 13:20 to go. Lions have it at the Vikings 13-yard line. High formation behind Goff. Single receiver split wide left. Here's the snap. Handoff Gibbs. Bouncing it outside the left hash. Gibbs inside the 10. Down to the 5 into the end zone. Touchdown Lions. Gibbs is done again. It's his third touchdown of the night. This one from 13 yards out. And with 13:06 to go, the Lions lead 23-9.
So obviously we are going to praise Gibbs for the run. But what the O-line did and what Sam LaPorta did to Andrew Van Ginkle on that play, he pancaked him. He pancaked him and gave Gibbs the short corner to turn it up the field and not have to go too wide.
Jake Bates on for the PAT. Snap spot, kick is up, and it is good. 13:06 remaining in Detroit. It's the Lions 24, the Vikings 9. This is Westwood One's coverage of the National Football League. Here's the kickoff from Bates. This one headed toward the back line of the end zone and lands just underneath the crossbar. So the Vikings will have it at the 30-yard line. The other thing, Mike, you look at, you know, the Lions, second best in the NFL this year in time of possession. They've had the ball for 8 minutes more than Minnesota in this game.
Well, that's that running attack, even though they don't have as many rushing yards as Minnesota because of Cam Akers' long run, they've run the ball more and they're controlling the ball more with the run.
One final note on that touchdown. You talked about LaPorta and his great block. Also, Tim Patrick, the wide receiver, sealing the outside to let Gibbs get through there. First down and 10, two receivers right, one left. Darnold under center. Akers is the running back. Donald brings Addison in motion from the right, takes the snap, he'll flip it out to Akers, running right, now cuts it back to the left, and he ducks down beneath the defender and dives forward. He ends up picking up 2 yards. Onzerike will get credit for the tackle. He was trying to square up Akers, and Akers just submarined underneath him.
He did.
I mean, I'm not sure that Onzerike actually touched him. I guess he just barely made contact with his shoulder pad. Second down, 8, shotgun snap. Darnold back, swings it out left side. That's caught by Akers. Cuts back inside along the numbers, and he's out to the 35. Anzalone, one of a couple of defenders there to make the tackle. Gain of 3, and now a 3rd and 5 for the Vikings with 12:27 to go.
Yeah, I thought Minnesota would be going more of a hurry-up offense. Not that they can't score twice in 12 minutes, but they seem to be in a better rhythm when they were going hurry-up.
Vikings just 3 of 11 on third down in the game. Over the course of the year, 11th in the NFL at 41%. This is third down and five. Darnold in the shotgun. Trips right, two receivers left. Akers had been wide to the right. Comes in motion inside the hash marks. Darnold gets the snap. Back to throw. Looking left. Looking middle. Now rolling to his right. Looking down the field. Flag flies. Darnold throws. Incomplete. There's flags all over the place in the secondary. I mean, all over the place.
Yeah, that's, I would say, certainly going to be a defense.
Holding. Defense, number 34. 5-yard penalty, automatic. First down.
Aaron Glenn, the defensive coordinator, is beside himself. I don't think because of the call, but just saying we had him stopped.
Yep. Absolutely. Again, they're getting pressure. Man, I really don't know about the call, but they're getting pressure with a four-man rush. Getting Sam out of the pocket because we have a player down.
And an injured Lion near the sideline. Already seen Terry and Arnold leave this game tonight with an ankle injury, and this is Onzerike.
Yeah, it's on one knee. So Anzalone gets called for holding again, back in just under 2 months from breaking his forearm. He has a plate in there and a carbon fiber cast. Weren't sure if he was going to play, but he practiced full this week, and Dan Campbell was happy that he was able to kind of get his feet wet by practicing full all week to get going at basically 100%, but still wasn't sure until today whether he would actually play or not.
Onzerike was able to walk off under his own power. Ball is at the 40-yard line, first down and 10 for the Vikings. Minnesota will go with trips to the right. Oliver the tight end on the left end of the line. Now Jordan Addison goes in motion from right to left. Darnold under center. Akers is the back. Here's the snap. Darnold back. Swings it out right side. Caught by Akers. Running outside the numbers, and he's tripped up. Maybe got a yard on the play. Diving to the sideline after Amik Robertson got a piece of his ankles. They will give him a yard to the 41. It'll be second down and 9.
Boy, what a nice job by Amik Robertson. I mean, 5'9", a buck 80. Coming up and making the play. Really a nice play.
Second down, 9. Slot left. Jefferson single man right. Darnold in the shotgun. Akers to his right side. Darnold looks out to his right. Motions out to that side where Jefferson is. Gets the snap. Back to pass. Darnold looking. Has time. Fires over the middle. Incomplete. Trying to find Hawkinson, and it was knocked away. Brian Branch was in coverage. And now a 3rd and 9 coming up for the Vikings. Brian Branch headed to the Pro Bowl. His first selection. Had an interception the first time these two teams hooked up. He had been a safety, Mike. They've really moved him into the nickel corner spot with all the injuries.
Only defensive back since 2010 to have over 100 tackles, 15 passes defense, and 5 tackles for losses in a season.
This is as loud as it's been all night. 3rd down and 10. Trips left, single man right. Darnold back in the shotgun. Play clock down to 2. Darnold gets the snap. Back to pass. Rush coming. Steps up and sacked. Darnold stepped right up into the defense, and he had nowhere to go. The Lions get the sack. The Vikings will punt it away. A loss of 7. Al-Qadim Muhammad, one of the first men there.
It's his 3rd sack of the season. This time they chose to blitz. They've been getting pressure with 4, but they chose to bring 6. Actually, 1 was guarding the back man for man, and just the pocket collapsed around them.
So Ryan Wright is on to punt. Raymond waiting back at the 15-yard line. Here's the snap back to right, under no pressure, gets away a spiraling kick. Raymond moving to his left. He'll take this one at his own 17-yard line, runs straight ahead across the 20, hops up out to about the 25-yard line, and he is tackled right there. That's where the Lions will have it with 10 minutes and 13 seconds to go, leading the Vikings 24-9. You're listening to Sunday Night Football on Westwood One. Goff lines up under center, takes the snap. He'll hand off to Gibbs, running off the right side. Finds a lane, 30, 35, 40, out to the sideline, 50. Gibbs trying to tuck inside a defender, and he's all the way down to the Minnesota 30. He lost the ball. There's a pile for it. And around the 27, they're going to say the Lions got the ball back. Jahmyr Gibbs went bursting down the right sideline. A big play. He lost it at the end. They're going to mark him down at the 27. It's a gain of 46.
Yeah, Brock Wright ended up on the ball down at the end. But again, off tackle, just great blocking by Penei Sewell and the rest of that O-line and the tight ends. And you're right, he lost the ball. It was Brock Wright hustling down the field to jump on it.
I think it was Murphy that knocked it out. But the Lions recover. They've got it now with the Vikings 27, first and 10. Goff takes the snap. Handoff Gibbs again. Runs just outside the right hash, and he's upended across the 25 at the 24-yard line by Harrison Phillips. That'll be a gain of three. So that's 20 carries, 120 yards for Jahmyr Gibbs tonight. Three consecutive 100-yard gains for Gibbs.
Five catches as well, 25 touches to match what he's averaged the last two games, and he'll be getting more. They're just going to keep feeding him as they get closer and closer to a first-round bye.
Tell you what, he's going to need that bye.
Yes, he is.
Rest up. Second down, seven from the 24. Receivers left and right. Goff puts his hands under center. Gibbs remains the single back. Here's the snap. Goff will hand it off. Gibbs again running out to the right side. Numbers across the 20. First down inside the 15. Down to the 14. Cameron Bynum with the tackle. And the Lions continue to ride Jahmyr Gibbs.
Well, this is the kind of game the offensive line now just loves. They just want to lean on you play after play after play. And you have to give credit again to the tight ends. Brock Wright and Sam LaPorta, the way they're blocking. Wide receivers down the field, everybody getting into it.
Jahmyr Gibbs now at 130 yards on the ground. First down and 10 from the Minnesota 14, inside 8 minutes to go. Two receivers left, two tight ends right. Gibbs staying in the ballgame. Goff takes the snap, going to hand it off to Gibbs again. Straight up the middle, and Jahmyr Gibbs across the 10, down to the 9-yard line. That's five more before Byron Murphy could make the tackle. We're seeing it now, Mike. You talk about the Lions leaning on the Vikings. Yeah. You can just see more of that surge up front.
Absolutely. The wind filling the sails of Detroit and leaving the sails of Minnesota. Remember, Jahmyr Gibbs started this game 6 carries and 1 yard.
Yeah, they did an amazing job bottling him up before he broke off that 25-yard touchdown run. But now you're starting to see those lanes open up. Gibbs will get a breather. Craig Reynolds checks in. Second down, 5 from the 9. Goff under center with receivers left and right. Has the snap, back on a play fake. Goff rolling to his right. Looking. Out near the sideline. Now Goff is going to turn and run, and he steps out of bounds. Jonathan Bullard knocked him out of bounds. That's going to be a loss on the play. Back to the 13-yard line, a loss of 4. I never, ever understand why quarterbacks do that.
No, I mean, listen, that's why you go over film and you go over mistakes, and that's a mistake. There's nobody in his face. They're running him out of bounds. Dump the ball. You're out of the pocket, throw it across the line of scrimmage, incomplete. It's 3rd down and 5. Now it's 3rd down and 9.
And take it back to the 13-yard line. The Lions are 5 of 10 on 3rd down tonight. Out of the huddle with 2 receivers left, 1 right. Goff will line up in the shotgun. Reynolds, the running back, to his left. Here's the snap. Goff back to pass. Looking. Fires right side. That's caught. Shy of the first down. Diving down close to the 6-yard line is LaPorta. It's a gain of 7. Fans already are cheering. They want the offense to stay on the field. And that's exactly what they're doing.
No hesitation at all by Dan Campbell. None. He wants to put Minnesota away right now.
Lions are 2-3 on 4th down. This will be 4th down and 2. Clock continues to roll inside 6 minutes to go.
They came in tonight 20 of 29 on 4th down conversion.
This place is going to come unglued if they convert this one. 2 receivers left, 1 right. Reynolds is the running back. Play clock down to 5. Goff is under center. Play clock now at 3. And there was movement up front. Who moved first?
Oh, Minnesota did. Minnesota moved into the neutral zone, and Detroit did the right thing. They came off the ball.
Goff is right in the middle of the officials' huddle. Here's Brad Rogers.
I think that
neutral zone infraction, defense, number 42. Half the distance to the goal. The yardage is enough for a first down.
You're not looking for a free play there. You do that out in the field when you go deep. You're just looking to get the first down. So as soon as they go in the neutral zone on the offensive line, you move. Act like the play started and Minnesota gets called, which is exactly what happened.
So they will place the ball just inside the 4-yard line. It'll be first down and goal from there with 5:43 remaining. Lions 24, Vikings 9. The Lions inching toward that number one seed and a bye next week.
They're going to take their time in the huddle.
Watching the clock melt away, they'll come to the line of scrimmage now. Three receivers left. Goff back in the shotgun. Gibbs in the game to his right. Goff gets the snap. Hand off Gibbs. Running left. Cuts it up. Lowers his shoulder. Powering his way to the one. Gets a shove. He's into the end zone. Touchdown, Lions. Fourth touchdown tonight for Jahmyr Gibbs. This one from 3 yards out. And with 5:14 to go, the Lions lead 30-9. What a night for Jahmyr Gibbs.
And that is exactly what Dan Campbell wanted to see. Go for it, smash mouth football, straight ahead, linemen on their D linemen, linebackers on the linebacker, or tight ends on the linebackers, push it into the end zone the way Gibbs is running.
Sam Laporta, Kevin Zeitler provided the push. Jahmyr Gibbs with four touchdowns tonight. And now here is Bates for the PAT. His kick is up. It is good. And the Lions have a 31-9 lead with 5:14 to go. You're listening to Sunday Night Football on Westwood One. Bates ready to kick it away. And it's a high end-over-end boot. Again, heading toward the back of the end zone. It's taken 8 yards deep. Ty Chandler will drop to the knee. Two receivers left, two to the right. Darnold lines up under center. Here's the snap. Back on a play fake. Sets his feet. Looking. Throws short right. Caught by Hawkinson, but Anzalone is right there and jumps on his back after a gain of a yard to the 31. Well, it's been a frustrating night for Hawkinson. The former Lion coming back here to Detroit. He's been targeted plenty, but has not been able to connect much with Sam Darnold. He finally does there. He's got two catches for 9 yards. Second down, 9. Two receivers stacked left, single man right. Darnold back in the shotgun. He wants the snap. He's got it. He's back to throw. Darnold looking, pumps, pulls it down again, steps up, moving to his right. He's going to run outside the numbers, 35 to the near sideline. He stretches the football out. He's going to be close to a first down and might have it. Darnold extended that ball, and they are going to give him the first down at the 40-yard line. That'll be a run of 9 for Sam Darnold.
And you're right, it is interesting with T.J. Hockenson, because last week against San Francisco, George Kittle had 8 catches for 112 yards. The tight ends did damage to the defense, and T.J., again, didn't play in Week 7. He was still out from last year's knee injury. Thought he would have more of an impact tonight, but this Detroit defense, I guess not liking what's been said about them over the last 2 weeks of the yards and the points they've given up, and they've come to play.
30 different defensive starters for the Lions this year, tied for the most since the merger. Darnold back in the shotgun, gets the snap, back to pass. Darnold spins out to his left, and now flags fly. I think they did call a delay of game.
Delay
the play
game.
Clock was at 0.
Delay of game. Offense. 5-yard penalty. First down.
Well, the Vikings have been flirting with that all
they
night.
They have. Another pre-snap penalty. I mean, the wheels are coming off Minnesota.
They've been close a few times tonight. It's so loud in here that nobody heard the whistle. So back it up to the 35-yard line. Make it first and 15 with 4:35 to go. Vikings don't have a miraculous rally in them. They will be in L.A. to take on the Rams on Monday night. Shotgun snap. Darnold back to pass. Looks left. Throws left side. Caught by Naylor. And he's pulled out of bounds on the far sideline at the 43-yard line. So that'll be a gain of 8 on the throw to Jalen Naylor. They'll bring up second down and 7 with 4.5 remaining in the ballgame.
Sam Darnold in his last 7 games has 18 touchdowns. Averaged 287 yards a game. 166 yards passing tonight.
Second down, 7. Two receivers right, one left. Shotgun snap. Darnold back to pass. Looking. Heaves one deep down the field, and that's incomplete. There is a penalty flag that was thrown in the secondary. But the only thing that's gone wrong for the Lions tonight is the amount of penalties
holding
on their secondary.
Defense, number 29. 5-yard penalty. Automatic. First down.
Well, that's Vildor, who's in there for the injured Terrion Arnold.
So we've had holding on the defense, pass plays, pass interference. How about this? Detroit has committed the most defensive pass interferences in the league. Minnesota has gotten the most pass interference calls on them. And Brad Rogers, the referee tonight, his crew has called the most pass interference calls of any crew in the league.
So you're telling us we should not be surprised by what we've seen. First and 10, Vikings at their own 48. Jefferson in motion from right to left. Now back down to the right. Darnold takes the under center snap. He's back in a play fake. Sets his feet. Looking, throws short over the middle. And Hockenson, did he scoop that one off the turf? I guess they're going to say that he did. Down to the 47-yard line of the Lions. Gain of five, Jack Campbell with the tackle. I thought he one-hopped that ball.
Yeah, I did too. Again, not a great position to catch it. Yeah, the ball hit the ground, but he had his hands around it. So
Dan Campbell was challenging this.
I don't know if this was worth challenging, quite honestly. And again, the ball can hit the ground as long as you have control. And I think he had two hands, even though a hand wasn't underneath it. Both hands were on either side of it.
After review, the ruling of a catch has been to determine it was incomplete. Detroit has one more challenge, and they are not charged a timeout.
Wow. So, take the catch away from T.J. Hockenson. We both thought that the call was going to stand looking at the replay.
I've been calling games since 1995 for ESPN. It's almost 30 years. That's the first time I've been wrong.
So, move it back to the Vikings 48, second down and 10. Two receivers left, two right. Darnold back in the shotgun. Aaron Jones to his right. Darnold gets the snap. Back to pass. Darnold looking, throws over the middle. Caught by Jefferson. Gets the ball knocked out. It's loose. It's picked up by the Lions. Running back the other way. One of the big men down the far sideline. It's Josh Pascal. And he runs out of bounds on the far sideline at the 32.
Ruling on the field is a catch. Fumbled and recovered by the defense. It's first down, Detroit.
So we'll see if he had the possession long enough for it to be a fumble, or Pascal picked it up.
Jefferson had it. Kendall Vildor knocked it out. Now the question
after
is,
review, it is an incomplete pass. Yeah. It will be third down.
He caught it in the air and 1 foot hit down. Actually, the second one hit down as well.
But then you get into, did he make the football move?
Right, he did not make a move. Yeah.
I think that that is a play that when you were playing, Mike, would probably be a fumble. But now with replay, I'm not surprised I got overturned.
I agree. Yeah.
So they'll give the ball back to the Vikings.
That's a shame because the big man, Pascal, love when a big man scoops the ball.
He was rumbling.
Absolutely.
Down the sideline.
He's an athlete.
He wanted to join Michael Pierce in that interception for the Ravens.
See how quickly, did you see what Michael Pierce said about how he hit the dirt? Said he didn't want to become a meme and have his wife laugh at him.
I love it.
That's great.
Vikings with a third down and 10. 3-12 on third down tonight. Two receivers to the right. One to the left. Darnold in the shotgun. C.J. Ham, the fullback, to his left. Darnold gets the snap. Back to pass. Darnold looking. Hit as he throws, and the ball is incomplete. It flutters out to the right side. Anzalone's going to go dive on it. Za'Darius Smith put the hit on Darnold. And now a last gasp for Minnesota. It'll be fourth down and 10. Za'Darius Smith with a sack earlier in the game tonight. Now puts that hit on Darnold. There have been some Lions faithful wondering about Za'Darius Smith. Hadn't been much of a factor the last couple of weeks. He has been a factor tonight.
He has. This whole defense, they've been playing with the hair on fire tonight. Again, like they've been hearing the what has been said about him and wanted to prove him wrong.
Vikings 0-2 on fourth down in the game. This is fourth down and 10. They trail 31-9 with 4:13 to go. Two receivers right, one left. Hockenson flexed just off the right side of the line. I think we got another delay of game.
Fourth and 15.
Officials are going to convene to talk about this.
Delay of game. Offense, number 14. 5-yard penalty, fourth down.
So I'm not sure why Kevin O'Connell isn't using a timeout. I mean, to not go back 5 yards. I mean, you're in desperation mode here. Why make it a fourth and 15?
Move it back to the 43-yard line now for 4th and 15. Alex Anzalone is urging the crowd to make even more noise. Two receivers right, one left. Darnold in the shotgun, hands in front of his chest. Wants the shotgun snap. He's got it. Blitz coming. Darnold back, throws up his back foot down the middle. Incomplete. Down at the feet of Jalen Naylor. And the Lions will take over with 4:09 to go and a 31-9 lead. Kirby Joseph, Alex Anzalone, Za'Darius Smith, all in the face of Sam Darnold, who had to heave one off his back foot. And the Lions now will take over, looking to run out the clock.
Well, you know, I've been saying they've been getting pressure with four. They said, we're not bringing four, we're bringing six. They blow both A-gaps with the linebackers, and then as the guards and center spread out, the safety comes untouched right up the middle. They just don't have enough to block. Then it's incumbent on the quarterback to get rid of the ball.
Craig Reynolds is in the game at running back right now. Wonder if tonight could be done for Jahmyr Gibbs.
It should be.
Goff will line up in the shotgun. Two receivers right, one left. 31-9, Lions lead. Laporta in motion from left to right. Quick pass, right side. Caught by Jamison Williams. Up the sideline, down to the 30. Flag flies. Williams out of bounds at the 28. Cameron Bynum knocked him out. Right now, it's a first down. A catch and run of 15. We'll see if it stands up.
Yeah, I think it's going to be against Detroit and come back.
Pass interference. Offense number 89. It's a 10-yard penalty. First down.
So the ruling there is that Brock Wright blocked before the pass was received by Jamison Williams.
Yeah, he was definitely engaged.
So that'll take it back into Lions territory. Move it back to the 47-yard line. First down and 20. Off under center. Reynolds the single back. Receivers left and right. Here's the snap. Handoff Reynolds running left. Out to the numbers. Finds a lane 45. Down to the 40 to the sideline. And he goes down inbounds to keep the clock running at the 35. Smart play by Reynolds. They're actually going to mark him down at the 37. But Craig Reynolds got all he could and then just collapsed down inbounds to keep the clock running. He picks up 16.
Well, they are just running the ball incredibly well now. And there's nothing worse as a former D lineman to get run on. You just get beat like you're getting beat now and to get run on the boot.
Second down, four. Two receivers left, one right. Shotgun snap, Goff, quick pass, left side, caught by Jamison Williams, and Williams stumbles down in bounds. They are going to mark him right at the sticks. Let's see. They're going to give him the first down. He needed the 33.
No, he's a little short.
Well, no, they are going to say first down.
Okay.
And he was not touched. He dove down and was not touched. Kind of stumbled, but a turf monster got him again. Well, it will be a first down inside the 33, and the clock continues to roll. We're inside of 3 minutes to go. Jamison Williams just fell down again. Just running off the field, he just fell down.
And by the way, Kevin Zeitler was running and grabbed his hamstring and is off the field now. Again, another reason why having another week off could help.
Well, now I think we're going to see a delay of game against the Lions.
Timeout. Detroit, their first. It's a 30-second timeout.
Well, they threw the flag, but Dan Campbell took the timeout. Lions still with two remaining. We're down to 2:38 to go in the game.
I mean, there has to be some concern. With all the injuries for Detroit, they'll get a week off, but David Montgomery will be back. Kerryon Arnold, who is out with an ankle. Now Zeitler goes off the field grabbing his hamstring, and other players that hopefully will be back in a couple of weeks. I mean, they have been the walking wounded for so long, and yet they're still going to be the number one seed.
Christian Mahogany, the sixth rounder out of Boston College, will take over for Zeitler. But you're right, Mike. I think that's when you get into the discussion of both teams want this game, but did one need it more than the other? I do think the obvious answer was Detroit needed it to get that bye, have some time to rest up. Here's a handoff to Reynolds off the right side, running outside the hash marks. He's inside the 30 to the 29. Byron Murphy made the stop. Gain of about four. It'll bring up second and six.
Interesting note. Christian Mahogany in for Zeitler, a rookie. This is the first snap a rookie has taken on offense for Detroit this year. They were the last. They were the only team in the NFL where a rookie had not taken a snap on the offensive side until right now.
And the Lions now content to watch this clock tick down. They do not have to snap it again before the two-minute warning. And the clock down to 2:03, 2:02, 2:01, and we have reached the two-minute warning in Detroit with the score, the Lions 31, the Vikings 9. You're listening to Sunday Night Football on Westwood One.
Progressive presents Renters MVP's Most Valuable Possessions. Today's MVP, Tom Kelly's Carbon Fiber Mountain Bike. Because more than riding his carbon fiber mountain bike, Tom loves telling people about his carbon fiber mountain bike. Friends, family, even a local barista knows about his carbon fiber mountain bike. And that's why Tom's carbon fiber mountain bike, if you haven't heard about it, is today's MVP. Keep your most valuable possessions protected by bundling your renters and auto insurance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Every Westwood One football broadcast this season now available on all Alexa-enabled devices. Just say Open Westwood One Sports. You'll be taken straight to the action. That's Open Westwood One Sports to listen on Alexa.
And a quick correction. I was wrong. Mahogany did play before, so there was a rookie that, the same rookie, that had taken snaps.
Would that be the second time you were wrong tonight? So
wow,
you had a 30-year streak of nothing, and it's happened twice?
Wow.
My goodness.
I shouldn't have brought it up.
You are slipping in your old age. Second down, 7 from the 29. I'm going to pay for that comment.
Yes, you are.
Lions out of the huddle. We'll come to the line of scrimmage. Goff will line up under center. Reynolds is the single back. Court in motion from left to right. Here's the snap. Handoff Reynolds running off the right side. Wrapped up in the backfield and dropped. Nice play by Ivan Pace shooting through. Brings down Craig Reynolds for a loss of 1 to the 30. And now it'll be 3rd down and 8. Kevin O'Connell has no interest in using timeouts. He's just going to let this one run out. The Vikings are going to go on the road. They're going to be at SoFi Stadium to take on the Rams on Monday night. The Lions will get a week to try to heal up. They will enjoy the bye week. Lions are going to finish the regular season winners of 14 of their last 15 games. Meanwhile, for the Vikings, their 9-game winning streak will come to an end. 3rd down, 9, shotgun snap, handoff, Reynolds running off the left side, and Reynolds just dives forward to about the 28-yard line, so he picks up a couple. Theo Jackson with the tackle. Clock is going to tick down inside a minute to go. And Dan Campbell, is he going to leave the offense out there? It looks like he is. Well, run one more play, see if you can just run out the clock. Tim Patrick's going to check in. I mean, you can kick the field goal here, or you can just run the play and see if you can get the first down. Lions 2-3 on 4th down tonight. Of course, this is their calling card. Going for it on 4th down. Play clock is at 5. Goff is under center. 2 receivers stack right. Single man left. Goff brings St. Brown in motion. Takes the snap. He'll hand it off. Reynolds off the left side across the 25. Driving forward. Trying to get to the first down marker. I don't think he did. He's real close, but I think he is just short. He needed to get across the 23-yard line. This is going to be very close.
Really close.
Clock, meanwhile, is still running. They finally stop it with 13 seconds left. Oh, if it's a first down, the Lions have won the game.
I mean, it's just a matter of who runs the next play. Minnesota or Detroit, it's going to be the last play. And you know how teams can justify whether you have a week off or not. Say, oh, we don't really need one. Oh, it's great to have one. I think Detroit can really justify having a week off.
No doubt. They are going to say that it was just short of the line to gain for Reynolds, so the Vikings will come out for at least a play here with 13 seconds left. And we'll see if the Vikings actually run a play. As they take over at the 23-yard line. So the Lions were just about a half yard short of being able to run out the clock, and the Vikings are just going to take a knee. Sam Darnold lines up under center. Darnold will drop down to a knee, and that's it. The Detroit Lions have won the NFC North. They are the top seed in the NFC playoffs for the first time in Lions history. A dominating win for the Lions to close the regular season. Detroit 31, Minnesota 9. And for the Vikings, a road game coming up. They will head to L.A. They will take on the Rams on Monday night. The Vikings fall all the way to the 5 seed. They finish the regular season at 14-3. The Lions at 15-2 have the number 1 seed for the first time in franchise history. They will have the bye next week before their playoff journey begins.
What a dominant rushing performance. Second half, 16 runs for 123 yards. Just controlled the ball, controlled the clock. And the unit that has to be most proud out of all of them is that Detroit defense. The offense was 2 points away from their season, their average of 33 a game, scoring 31. But that defense really held a high-scoring Minnesota offense down.